All right, Hastings College wins it here tonight. Women's College basketball, final score of 73-65. The Broncos trailed at halftime by a score of 42-38 in kind of a seesaw first half of play. We had 10 ties in the first half and 3 lead changes. Hastings College trailed 42-38 at halftime. Battled back, eventually grabbed the lead at 50-48 with 14 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the second half, and that's a lead that Hastings did not give up the rest of the way as the Broncos go on to post a 78-65 win over the Concordia Bulldogs tonight. So Hastings, their second win of the season over Concordia. The Broncos now with 19 wins and 21 starts this year. They're 19-2. They're now 10-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as they get ready to play on Saturday on the road at Briarcliff. Checking the scoring in the ball game here tonight, Jamie Van Kirk, she leads the way. Van Kirk scores 23 points in the basketball game. She had 15 in the second half alone, so Van Kirk finishes with 23 points. Laurel Zwinner also finishes in double figures. She had 17. Zwinner, she had 4 field goals, and she was 9 out of 10 from the free throw line. The other scores in double figures, we see Cammie Bruckman. She had 10 points tonight, 3 field goals, 4 of 6 in the free throw line. Chanel Farmer, she knocked down a couple of threes. She had a couple of two-point field goals, and she scores 10 points in the ball game. Alex Edwards came off of the bench to score 8. Edwards with a 3 and a 2, and she was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for her 8 points. The other scores for Hastings, Abby Jackson ended up with 5 points and a 3 and a 2. Frankie Peterson had 2 points tonight and a field goal. And Sierra Williamson had 3 points in the ball game. She actually had a field goal, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Unofficially, Hastings College 18 out of 24 from the charity stripe here tonight. For the Concordia Bulldogs, they were led by Bailey Morris, and she scores 22 points. Bailey Morris had 12 in the first half and 10 more in the second half, so Morris finishes with 22. Tracy Pites, she had 11 points tonight. Pines had 4 field goals, and she was 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Those are the only 2 scores in double figures tonight for Concordia. Kelsey Heiser, she contributed 8 points, 3 field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Becky Mueller also had 8 points on 4 field goals. Taylor Wissing, she had 9 points. Taylor had a 3 and a couple of 2-point field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Lori Labota was 3 out of 4 from the line for 3 points. And Jenna Lehman, she had a field goal and 2. Also into the ball game, Ashley Kuntz, she ends up with 3 points and a field goal, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Hastings College, a big, big win here. Their 13th straight win on the season. They knock off Concordia tonight on the final score of 78-65. Checking these shooting numbers in the ball game here tonight. For Concordia, they ended up shooting 45% for the ball game. They were 24 out of 53 for 45%. Hastings was 26 out of 59 for 44%. Concordia was 3 out of 9 on three-pointers for 33%. Hastings College, 8 out of 20 for 40%. For the free throw line, it was Concordia shooting 14 out of 20. For 70%. Hastings was 18 out of 25 for 72%. The rebounds tonight, Concordia out-rebounds Hastings 30-27. Concordia had 6 offensive rebounds. Actually, Concordia with 36 rebounds. Hastings with 34, the official tally there. Concordia had 6 offensive rebounds and 30 on defense. Hastings with 7 offensive rebounds and 27 on defense. So the Bulldogs out rebound Hastings 36-34. Concordia had 25 turnovers in the ball game. Hastings with 15. Concordia with Lori Labota, she had 7. And the leading rebounders for Hastings College, we had Cammie Bruckman with 7, and we had Jamie Van Kirk with 5. Sierra Williamson, she had 6 rebounds. Hastings College wins it here tonight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Glenn Farrell Arena. We're running down the final stats of the women's college basketball game. Hastings wins it tonight over Concordia by the score of 78-65. Score was tied 15 times tonight. We had four lead changes. Biggest lead of the ball game for Concordia, 6 points late in the first half, and the biggest lead for Hastings was 10 points in the final seconds of the second half. But Hastings College goes on to win tonight by 13, getting a couple of free throws at the end of the ball game to make it a 13-point advantage, and Hastings wins it tonight over Concordia by the score of 78-65. The Broncos will play on the road on Saturday as they will be in Sioux City to take on the Chargers out of Briarcliff. In between games, we've got the men's game coming up next year on 1230 KHS. We'll take a one-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Bill Gabers as Bronco basketball coverage continues on 1230 KHS.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Going to Bowling is after three good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down on the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the men's game here tonight between Hastings College and Concordia. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gabers and coach a team that is next to the last in the conference at 2-10 and 5-14 overall, but you certainly can't look past this team.
Well, no question. You know, they went to Doan and won. They were at Dort recently and were ahead 31-15. Led by 8 at half and end up losing by 5 or 6. So all of our teams are dangerous. You know, Mount Marty goes to Wesleyan and wins. So you've got to be mentally and physically ready to go every game. We talked about that from day one, and that's what our players will be tonight.
Second straight win that we've had to come from behind. We did it against Midland, did it the other day against Morningside. Your team right now just playing with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, we really are. You know, we've been able to fight through adversity. You know, we didn't shoot the ball particularly well Saturday, but we found ways to win. I thought we guarded really well. We did a nice job on the boards. We talked about that, you know, getting off to a quick start, that we've got to break that pattern because, number one, it's going to be hard on your heart and it's going to be hard on mine. And, number two, it's just a bad pattern to get into. So we've stressed a lot, quick starts, and we'd like to see one tonight.
You shoot 37% in the first half against Morningside. You shoot 52% in the second half. What was the difference?
You know, I think we got good shots. I mean, I thought we attacked well. I thought we got to the basket some. You know, the Krause kid gave us a huge lift. I mean, he scored 11 points. We talked at halftime about they're not guarding our point guard, so we've got to be able to knock down shots. And Krause has scored the ball well. He's played a lot of JV games for us, has developed, has played with confidence. And we told him, hey, you've got to take shots. And he took shots and made shots, and he's capable of doing that every night out.
Krause scored 11 points, had four rebounds, knocked down a three in the ball game against Morningside. Is his play surprising at all?
You know, we talked early in the year with him. He's a very athletic kid. We talked about focus and concentration and development. And he really took that conversation well. You know, he's a junior, and he committed to playing JV games and developing and practicing hard. And so he got his opportunity on Saturday and made the most of it, because that's a huge ball game for us, because, you know, we beat Morningside at Morningside. If we can sweep them here, that's big in the conference standings. And, again, we think tonight, you know, we're going to give him the start tonight. So we feel like he can get the job done on a consistent basis.
Keem Morrison will not be in the starting lineup tonight for Hastings. He will not play, and it's going to be Brandon Krause in the lineup. Does that change much for you guys?
Not really a whole lot. You know, Brandon's a little bit longer, a little bit bigger. But, again, both guys got to push the ball up the floor. Their duties, their jobs are the same. You know, Keem's been battling some injury issues. He's got some knee problems right now. And so we just have to get him back to 100%. It's hard for any guy to play if he's below 100%. And Keem is probably not even operating at 50% efficiency in terms of health. So we've got to get him back right. And in the meantime, other guys have to step up. And we've had that all year long. You know, this is the game that Dylan Flynn, unfortunately, tore his Achilles. And then we've had to have other guys step up. And our guys have been able to do that.
Guy, we do get back tonight, and that's Carson Bloom. That's going to add maybe some depth to our bench, which is kind of lacking in the past couple of games.
Yeah, you know, Carson looked really good at practice yesterday. He's had that stress fracture issue, and again, you know, we shut him down, and he shut himself down, to be quite honest with you, for about 2 weeks. You know, Dr. Bolin had talked to him about, hey, the only way this thing's going to get better is to rest it. So you have to be smart in your decisions regarding injuries right now. We talk a lot about toughness, but it's just not smart if you're really, really hurting to be able to go out there and not perform at maximum performance. But Carson looks good now.
What is Carson's situation going to be? Is he going to be back to full strength, or will we try to nurse him back to maybe full strength level?
I know, it's a great question. It looked like yesterday in practice he appeared to be at full strength. I mean, he had bounce in his step. He had lift on his shot. I talked to him today at shoot around, said, hey, how's your foot doing? He said fine. I think earlier, you know, he was maybe saying fine when it wasn't fine, but I think, you know, we learned that lesson a little bit, that we've got to be 100%. And so he should be good to go, and certainly we hope that injury is in the past.
You played just 8 players in the ball game on the Morningside the other night. You played 9 against Midland. The depth is really kind of creating a problem for us now, isn't it?
Well, I tell you what, that's why you got to be in great condition. You know, guys like Lohman, guys like Tobin, guys like Jake, our bigs inside. I mean, Z and Wellesley are in phenomenal condition for 6'4 guys. You know, you talk about being undersized, but those guys, if you could measure the size of their heart, the way they play hard every day, and then Abu coming in. So you have to be in great condition. You're a college athlete. You should be able to play a number of minutes. But at the same time, you know, you may have foul trouble. The other day we had foul trouble. We had Lohman with 2. We had Reinwald with 2. And we had Wellesley with 2 early in the game. So guys have to be ready. There's guys that are on the bench that you just never know. Your number may be called, and you've got to be ready to go.
It's especially tough when we play these 2 games a week, and that's certainly going to be the case for the rest of the year.
Oh, no question. You know, we do get day off next Wednesday in terms of game action, and then a Saturday game. But, yeah, when you're playing Wednesday, Saturday, and you throw travel in there, again, that's where that mental toughness and that conditioning comes into play.
It's a Concordia tonight, a team that we beat earlier this season in Seward, but it's a team that really didn't roll over against us. We had to take it down to the wire.
No, you know, Adam Voigt is just, I mean, at the end of the game, he started knocking in threes. He scored 34 the other night against Briarcliff, about willed them to a victory. On that night, the Thomas kid, leading shot blocker in the conference. They've got weapons. And again, like I said, anybody that goes to Dort, Sioux Center, Iowa, and leads 31-15, is ahead 8 at half and loses by 5, is obviously a very capable basketball team.
Talk about Brandon. We had our hands full with him the first time around as he scored 21 against us.
Voigt, yeah, he was tough. I mean, he can shoot the ball. He's got deep range. He hit some NBA range threes against Briarcliff, and so we've got to do a good job of not letting him touch the ball. I mean, you can't score without the ball in your hands. So, you know, Krause will draw that assignment to start the game, and we've pretty much told him, hey, just don't let Voigt catch the basketball. Try to limit his opportunities.
Robbie Thomas at 6'7", just a sophomore. He's averaging 11 points per ball game, but he's going to be a load inside for us.
Yeah, you know, and when they've been really good, he's been really good. At Dort, he scored inside some, and then he stepped out and hit about 2 or 3 threes in the first half, and so he can stretch the floor on you also. So again, that's, but we feel good because that matchup is Brett Wells, and if you've got Brett Wells on your team, you're going to have an advantage to that position because you know what you're going to get every night.
We've got some defensive players that are really our lockdown players right now, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Wellesley's one of them. You know, Krause coming in, he's a very good defender, and so I'd be surprised tonight if he doesn't make it tough for Voigt to get catches and to get opportunities. That's one of those deals, you know, if you cut his catches and touches down by 50%, then you've taken away 50% of his opportunities to score the ball.
One of the guy in the lineup for Concordia is Chandler Folkers. He scored 16 the first time around.
He did a nice job inside. He's a freshman out of Milford. Very good high school player last year and has really made the transition pretty well. We got to do a good job of not letting him get at the basket, not get second shot opportunities. And also he's going to set some ball screens, so we got to do a good job on ball screen defense.
So when we play a team the second time around, each team is going to tinker something just a little bit. Do we play these guys basically the same way?
You know, we've got to concentrate on executing the areas that we have fundamentally. I mean, we still got to be in position defensively. We still got to make hits when the shot goes up offensively. You know, we can look a little bit at how they matched up last time, maybe exploit some matchups. Tobin is a different player right now than he was early in the year. He was trying to get comfortable on his torn ACL from a year ago. His confidence level is very high, and he's a nightmare matchup for people because he can go inside, he can go outside. But it comes down again to the execution of fundamentals on our part.
Okay, as far as keys are concerned in this ball game, you put them up on the board and say this is what we absolutely have to get done tonight?
Well, obviously we want to be great defensively. I think when we've played well, we've been very good defensively. You know, against Morningside the second half, I thought our defensive effort was real good. And then suddenly, you know, if defense creates a little bit of offense, then you kind of get rolling. Offensively, we got to push the ball up the floor. We got to look to attack and transition because Concordia is not as much of a transition team as some of the other teams in our league. They're a little bit more deliberate. So we've got to take advantage of that and push the action on them.
Okay, glad to.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gaber is the head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, come back and check the starting lineups. More play-by-play description coming up on 1230 KHAS.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get you sent for the men's ball game here tonight between Concordia and Hastings. But a camper on the women's ball games here tonight across the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Interesting score in his Morningside tonight. Beat Northwestern, the league leaders in women's college basketball in the GPAC. Morningside beats Northwestern tonight by a score of 90-79. Other scores in the GPAC, it was Dakota Wesleyan beating Briar Cliff tonight up in Mitchell, South Dakota, by a score of 81-73. Doan came up short on an upset bid against Midland as the Warriors beat the Tigers tonight 72-69. Dort winners over Mount Marty 69-55, and Hastings knocking off Concordia tonight by a score of 78-65. Got the men's ball game coming up next. The Broncos come in with a mark of 15 wins and 5 losses on the season. Broncos ranked number 15 in the latest NAIA Division II poll, sitting at 9-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia, they come in 5 wins and 14 losses. They are 2-10 in the conference. And Concordia, they've been on a 4-game losing streak, dropping games to Dort, Midland, Northwestern, and to Briar Cliff. They've lost 5 out of their last 6. They won over Kansas Wesleyan back on December the 30th, and they lost to St. Gregory's out of Oklahoma before that. It's a Concordia. They're 0 for 2014 right now. Hastings beat this team earlier this season down in Seward by a score of 78-71. So the Broncos looking for their second win of the season over the Bulldogs here tonight. Hastings, of course, coming off of their win the other night over Morningside on Saturday. In fact, the last 2 games, Hastings has had to come from behind. A week ago, we were here and we beat Midland 94-93 in overtime as Brent Wells hit that free throw with 1.7 seconds to play in overtime to win that game. Fell behind again to Morningside the other day and came back to beat the Mustangs on Saturday by a score of 80-71. So that's been the focus here the past couple of days Hastings wanting to get off to a little bit better start here against the Concordia Bulldogs here tonight. Get to the starting lineups here brought to you by Hastings Fine Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Fine Points Bank is the better bank. Member FDIC. Your starters for the Bulldogs, Adam Voigt is going to get a start. 5'9" and a senior out of Syracuse, Nebraska. He's averaging 15.6 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Robbie Thomas, 6'7" and a sophomore out of Shawnee, Kansas. Thomas is averaging 11 points and 7.4 rebounds per game. Joel Haywood is a 6'4" and is junior out of Lakewood, Colorado. Haywood averaging 5.9 points and 3.1 rebounds per game. Michael Colway is a 6'3" and sophomore out of Seward. Colway is averaging 7.6 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. And then Chandler Folkerts is a 6'8" freshman out of Milford, Nebraska. He's averaging 10.8 points and 3.6 rebounds per ball game. Concordia is a team that is second to the last in offensive scoring production. They're averaging 70.7 points per ball game. They are dead last as far as they're giving up points. The dead last in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, giving up 80.9 points per ball game. Your starters for Hastings College here tonight. Getting a start is going to be Brent Wells, 6'4", and a senior out of Alba. Wells is averaging 8.4 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. Brady Lohman is a 6'2", and senior out of Norfolk. He's the third best scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 20.1 points per ball game, 4.8 rebounds per game. Tobin Reinwald, 6'4", and a junior out of Lincoln. Reinwald averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds per game. Zach Lena is a 6'5" junior out of Omaha, averaging 7 points and 6.4 rebounds per game. And the other starter for Hastings will be Brandon Krause, a 6'2" junior out of Lincoln. Krause is averaging 2.1 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. He scored 11 points the other day against Midland. So Brandon Krause will get the start tonight in replace of Akeem Morissot, who will not play tonight. He's got tendonitis in his knee and will not play. Carson Bloom is in uniform, as we mentioned in the pregame show with the coach. Carson Bloom has been out for the past 2 weeks. He's expected to see some playing time tonight for the Hastings College Broncos. So Hastings will jump things up. Zach Lennon into the center circle here against big old Robbie Thomas in there for the Concordia Bulldogs. Concordia shoots our basket to our right. Hastings dressed in the white and the crimson. Concordia dressed in the gray uniforms, very similar uniform to what the women's basketball team had here. So Concordia with a new look on the road here with a gray trimmed and lettered and kind of bluish tan there. There's a shot put up there from the free throw line by Lohman to get things started for Hastings College. That won't go, and the rebound comes down here to Concordia. Haywood has got the ball. Now to Folkers out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Zach Leonard. Here's a handoff out here in the three-point territory. It's deflected into the backcourt there by Brandon Krause of Hastings. Adam Voigt comes down with the ball now for Concordia as he goes over on the far sideline to Colway. Colway down here on the right side. Here's Haywood, drives for the basket and scores. Joel Haywood scores to the Bulldogs, and Concordia grabs the early lead over Hastings. 2-0. Here's a shot up and in. Back the other way. Hastings getting a shot there from Tobin Reinwald on the short baseline right side. And Hastings comes right back to tie things up. Didn't waste any time. 2-2 is the score. Here's Haywood with the ball. Comes across the top. That's Adam Voigt with it now. Vogt comes over here to Robbie Thomas as he drives it down to the baseline. He's going to be stripped away from the ball. It is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Concordia ball. Wells tips the ball away, strips it away from a Robbie Thomas who is driving the baseline. It'll be Hastings staying here on defense. Concordia will play things in. Concordia went on the road the other day and played at Dort and had the fifth-ranked team in the country down like 31-15 in that ball game before Dort came back and beat this team. So they've got potential to cause us some problems here tonight. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be up and in. Chandler Folkers, he had 16 the last time these two teams played. He gets his first field goal here, and Concordia grabs the lead over Hastings. 4-2 is the score. Here's a Tobin Reinwald with it here on the near sideline. Tobin comes out to Brandon Krause. Down to Lohman on the right sideline. Brady Lohman comes back over here to the near side. Brandon Krause drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Brandon Krause has had a good couple of ball games here against Morningside and Midland. He gets his first field goal here, and he comes back to tie up the score at 4 points apiece. So tied up here in the early minutes of this ball game. Here's Colway with the ball. Comes over here on the wing and right side to Haywood. Now we got a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Chandler Folkers on an illegal pick over here on the right side. Picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one on the Bulldogs. So now Hastings with a chance to bowl ahead for the first time here tonight. They've been matching baskets so far with the Concordia Bulldogs. Here's Lohman with the ball. Nice pass down low. Lena's got the ball on the baseline. His shot's up there. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Folkers. Lena misses the easy one from point blank range. It's Concordia back with the ball as a runner back the other way. This is going to be Joel Haywood with it out here. Picked up by Lohman as the Broncos go with their man-to-man defense in the far sideline. With the ball over there is going to be, let's see, it's going to be Colway. Now we got a whistle. And a foul is going to be called over there. It's going to go on Robbie Thomas. Robbie Thomas trying to set an illegal screen over there. It's the second time that Concordia has been whistled for an illegal pick. There's going to be a turnover in the Bulldogs, their second one of the ball game. Hastings comes back the other way. We're tied up at 4 points apiece. 17:35 to play. Here in the first half, there's Wells off of the left baseline. His shot's going to be up there. No good. High in the air with a rebound is Michael Cole for the Concordia Bulldogs. Cole, runner back the other way now for Concordia. Comes over here on the near sideline to Haywood. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Thomas with the ball. His shot is up and in. Robbie Thomas getting a field goal in the lane. That's his first field goal. And Concordia goes out on top by a score of 6-4. Lohman has got it now for Hastings. Comes across the top to Tobin Reinwald. Down here on the baseline, Wells has got it. Baseline cut off. He comes back out to Tobin. Across the top now to Brandon Kraus. Kraus dribbles to the elbow. Stops there. Comes over to Lohman. Down the left side of the lane. Down to the baseline. Lohman dribbling with the ball. 15 seconds left in the shot clock. Here's Kraus. Bounce pass. Right side. Tobin Reinwald takes it to the basket. A shot. No good, but he's fouled in the play. Tobin spins toward the baseline and takes it right to the hole, and he is fouled in the play here. It's going to go on Haywood. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number three on the Dogs. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Reinwald. Hastings, the third best foul shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, hitting 74% of their foul shots. Tobin Reinwald puts it up there. It is good. Reinwald hitting 87% individually here. 6-5 the score. Concordia's got a one-point lead over Hastings. Reinwald can tie it. His shot's up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Folkers. So it's a 6-5 ball game. Concordia's got a one-point lead over Hastings with 16:40 to play in the first half. There's a bounce pass down on the baseline. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Trying to get it down to Robbie Thomas. And the ball knocked out of bounds there by the Bronco D. Wells got his hands in it for the Hastings College defense. Haywood will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Haywood comes way out on top now between the circles. That's Colway with the ball. Michael Colway drives it against Reinwald in the lane. Down here on the baseline to Thomas. 12-footer is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Lena. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Lohman. Lohman comes to the near sideline. Reinwald for three. Shot up there is off the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Concordia. 6-5. Dogs have the lead. Robbie Thomas with the rebound. Gets it away now to Joel Haywood. Brings it into the offensive zone here for Concordia as he works over there against Lohman. Comes to the near sideline. That's going to be Micah Colway with the ball. Double team. Sends it down in the corner. Thomas for three. Shot good. Robbie Thomas knocks down a three ball from the deep right corner. And the Concordia Bulldogs have the lead over Hastings now. 9-5. Just by the 16-minute mark here in the first half. There's Reinwald with the ball. Lobs it inside to Lena. Now to Wells. The free throw line to Kraus for three. Shot's going to be short. No good. Rebound Wells. Goes back up. His shot's going to be up there and in. So Brent Wells scores on the offensive board and a putback. First field goal of the ball game for Wells. 9-7 now. Hastings down by 2 points. Here's Michael Colway with the ball. Colway comes out here to Adam Vogt. He drives the ball, shoves off, gets away with it. As he goes over here on the wing, driving the ball to the hole up and in. Chandler Folkers grabs it on the left wing and takes it to the goal and scores. 11-7 now. Concordia with a four-point lead. Broncos have the ball to the near sideline. Brandon Kraus, not a Reinwald, to Lohman, not a Wells on the right side. Wells on the dribble, takes it down to the baseline. Nice pass over there to Lena. His shot's up there and in. Zach Lena on the left baseline. He drives it toward the goal and scores. Nice feed there. Zach Lena gets his first field goal of the ball game. 11-9 now. Hastings is down by 2 points. Haywood with the ball as he spins to the free throw line, goes to the rack against Lohman. His shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Down to Lohman as Brady brings it up the right sideline for the Broncos. Cuts back inside the free throw circle. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to the Concordia Bulldogs. Adam Vogt with a rebound. Gets it away now to Joel Haywood as he brings it across the midcourt stripe here. 11-9 is the score. He sings with a 2-point deficit. Concordia's got the ball. Here's Robbie Thomas, free throw line extended to the right side. There's the ball, can be tipped away. Wells picks it up. Wells takes the ball down the floor. That's Zach Lina. He grabs it, shoots, and scores. Zach Lina gets it on the turnover as Wells tips the ball away. Lina gets the field goal. That's going to be turnover number three on Concordia. And Hastings has come back to tie this ball game up at 11 points apiece. 14:06 to play here in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's a Concordia free throw line jumper put up there and in. Free throw line jumper by Michael Colway scoring there for Concordia. Now the Dogs want to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor with 13 minutes and 57 seconds to play. Here in the first half, it's now Concordia 13, Hastings College 11.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. So Concordia out to the early lead, 13-11 over Hastings. Broncos have the ball, though, in their offensive zone. Hamburger goes inside to Abu Fall as he spins, puts it up there and scores. The big guy, Abu Fall, gets his first field goal of the ball game. And we're tied up now at 13 points apiece. Early in the basketball game, we got about 7 minutes gone here in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Cross-court pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Carson Bloom, seeing his first playing time in 2 weeks, gets a tip ball out of bounds. So Carson Bloom, the former Minden Whippet, who has been nursing a stress fracture in his foot, is now back into the lineup for Hastings. That's good to see because the Broncos' depth has been depleted here with another injury to Akeem Borisot this week. There's a shot up there from three, up and in. Robbie Thomas hits a three-pointer. He's got 8 points in the ball game, and now Concordia's got a three-point lead over Hastings, 16-13. Broncos on the ball. Hamburger over here to Woolman. Woolman dumps it away at the elbow. That's Wells driving for the goal. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouling the play. Wells took it right to the hole for Hastings. And a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Thomas. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Robbie Thomas. Going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Brent Wells. Wells is 66% foul shooter in the season. He's 56 out of 84 from the free throw line. Broncos is a team hitting 74%. Shot from the line is up there. It's going to be no good. Wells will have one more. Hastings College women won the first game tonight over Concordia by the score of 78-65. That's the second one of the season for the Broncos over the Bulldogs. Here comes the next shot. It's going to be up there. It's going to be good by Brent Wells. He gets one out of two from the free throw line. It's now Concordia 16, Hastings College 14. Back with the ball is going to be DeAndre White, who's into the ball game now for Concordia. White has got the ball against Hamburger. DeAndre dribbles here to the near sideline. Now drives it into the lane, kicks it out over in the wing on the left side. Michael Colway, who lobs the ball back inside, is going to be stripped away from Justin Dam, and the ball is going to be brought down here by Hamburger. Turnover number four on Concordia. Here's Carson Bloom with the ball. Bounce pass goes to Wells. Wells in the lane, puts up a shot off balance. It's up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Brent Wells gets a field goal in the lane there for the Broncos. Wells, he gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 5 points now. And the personal foul is going to be whistled here on Concordia. It's going to go on Matthew Godekin. That's going to be his first foul. So going to the free throw line is going to be Wells. It was one out of two there just a few seconds ago. He steps there for the second time here tonight. With 5 points in the ball game, the shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Hastings has the lead. So the Broncos have their first lead of the ball game. Now it's 17-16 with 12 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the first half. We were tied up a couple of times early. Concordia has held the lead, and now the Broncos have their first advantage in the ball game, 17-16. 12:39 to play here in the first half. Concordia has got the ball. DeAndre White has got it. DeAndre White across the top now. Driving to the hole is going to be Vogt, and his shot's going to be up there. No good, but he's fouling the play. The first foul and fall. Team foul number one on Hastings. Adam Vogt goes to the free throw line. He's the third best foul shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference at 88%. He rattles that baby home. He'll get one more. Vogt is averaging 15.6 points per ball game. He scored 21 last time these two teams played down in Seward back in the latter part of November. We're tied up at 17 points apiece. Concordia can reclaim the lead here with a free throw. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Concordia's got the lead. Vogt's got 2 points and is 18-17. Bulldogs with a one-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Carson Bloom. Brandon Krause here on the near sideline. Out to Hamburger. Hamburger picked up by White. Comes across the top. Now to Bloom. Moves it down on the baseline. The jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Krause with a rebound. Brandon Krause moves it left to right across the lane. His shot is up there and in. Brandon Krause scores. Krause has got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings reclaims the lead again. 19-18. DeAndre White. DeAndre White has got the ball now for Concordia to the near sideline. Godekin has got it. Now to DeAndre White. To Aaron Walker, who's into the ball game. Walker drives the ball against Hamburger. Moves it down on the baseline. That's going to be Justin Dam with it now. Picked up by Abu Fall. Dam, two-headed pass. Back out here in the three-point territory. DeAndre White has got it. 40 feet away from the basket. Just across the 10-second line. Here's DeAndre White. He drives it in the lane. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Tap try up there. No good. And a rebound comes out of Lena. Lena's got the board here, the defensive board for the Broncos. Long pass down the floor off of the fingertips of Boo. And he picks it up on the baseline, but he was out of bounds. And the Broncos turn the ball away. Second turnover on Hastings right in front of the student body section as the official will hand the ball to the Concordia Bulldogs down here. 11 minutes and 23 seconds to play. We're in the first half. Hastings with a 19-18 advantage. Here's DeAndre White with the basketball now for Concordia. Comes over here on the right side to Godekin. Moves it down on the baseline. That's DeAndre White. Drives the baseline. A pass comes out on top to Walker. Fires up a three ball over Hamburger. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. Grabs the ball for Hastings. Jake Hamburger with the ball for Hastings down the near sideline. To Brandon Krause. Brandon Krause to Carson Bloom to Abu Fall. Abu is double teamed. Right side of the lane. Backs up. Fires up a shot. It's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Lena. He picks it up on his knees. He gets it here to Abu Fall. Back out to Carson Bloom. Bloom out to Krause, top of the circle. Brandon Krause comes over here to Hamburger. Free throw line extended left side to Bloom, top of the key. Now to Krause in the wing. Takes it to the elbow, gives it away to Carson for three. Shot is up there, he buries it. Welcome back, Carson Bloom. A three-pointer, 22-18. Hastings with a four-point lead now. 10-23 to play here in the first half. DeAndre White with the ball for Concordia. Goes over to Walker. Picked up there by Jake Hamburger. Good crowd on hand again tonight. Student body section going crazy to our left. Hastings with a four-point lead early in the ball game, driving the baseline. There's a shot up there, no good. It's his own rebound. Goes off and scores. Matthew Godekin driving the baseline. He missed his first shot. Got his offensive rebound and put it down through the hole underneath the basket. And now the Bulldogs want to call a timeout. 9 minutes and 57 seconds to play. Here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 22 and Concordia 20.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
On the road with the Broncos this weekend. Saturday we'll head for Sioux City. Broncos will take on the Chargers out of Briar Clough. The women's game will go at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. The guys will go at 4. Pre-game coverage begins at 1:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Tomorrow night, we'll have high school basketball for you. The Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball team will head to Friend to take on the Friend Bulldogs. Friend is currently undefeated on the season, are 15-0 and ranked number 2 in Class D1, according to the Lincoln Journal-Star. St. Cecilia trying to break a three-game losing streak. They're 9-3 and ranked number 4 in Class C2. Action begins tomorrow night at 6:45 for the pregame show. 7 o'clock for the tip-off. St. Cecilia girls playing at Friend tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings with a lead here at 22-20 is the score. Under 10 minutes to play here in the first half. Abu Falls got the ball right side of the lane. Abu powers his way toward the goal, spins toward the baseline, puts up a shot, no good. Zach Lehner with a rebound. Zach Lehner is the best offensive rebounder in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. He snags one right here. Tobin Reinwald, 4 seconds in the shot clock. His pass to the free throw line is intercepted. Turnover on Hastings. Joel Haywood has got the ball for the Bulldogs as they come back the other way. Haywood out here in three-point territory. Hastings will match up man on man. There's Walker with the ball. Walker picked up there by Tobin Reinwald. Walker dribbling with the ball on the left wing, looking to penetrate. Can't do it against Tobin. Walker gives the ball now out here to Joel Haywood. He drives it down the right side of the lane and he wings the ball across the lane. That's going to be right through the fingertips of Justin Dam out of bounds. Turnover number 5 on Concordia here in the ball game. Abu checks out into the ball game now for Hastings will be Brent Wells. 8 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Concordia by the score of 22-20. Reinwald has got the ball on the wing. Brandon Krause has got it on the right side. Sends it down to Tobin, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Concordia. The personal is going to be whistled on Aaron Walker. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 in the Bulldogs. Hastings has got only one foul here in this first half so far. Broncos will inbound the ball. Brandon Krause to Reinwald. His shot is up and in. Tobin Reinwald comes off of a screen set out there and scores easily. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and the Broncos have a 4-point lead. 24-20 the score now. Here comes Aaron Walker back with the basketball for Concordia. Walker moves it down in the corner with the ball down there. Is Jimmy Justin Dam back outside to Walker. Sends it over in the far sideline. Dribbling with the ball over there is going to be a Joel Haywood. Gets it back here to Aaron Walker. Walker right side of the lane. Moves it down in the corner. That's Vogt with the ball. Vogt, he drives the baseline toward the goal. He is a trap down there. Has to get rid of the ball. Now we got a jump ball called. Chandler Folkerts got the ball, but he was tied up in the play. Let's see if it stands here. That's going to be the case. It's going to be a jump ball. Vogt was underneath the basket and had nowhere to go. He got into the hands of Chandler Folkerts, who was tied up in the play. The possession arrow was pointing in favor of Concordia, so the Bulldogs will play things in from underneath their own basket. Down in the corner is Aaron Walker. Aaron Walker will put it on the floor, dribbles out here in the three-point territory. There's a long-range jumper by Vogt. Shot good as the shot clock expires. Adam Vogt nails a three-ball there for Concordia as the shot clock was expiring. 24-23. Broncos have a 1-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Reinwald moves it over here to, looks like Wells with the ball. Now to Krause, out to Tobin for three. Shot up there, rattles off, no good. Lena tips the ball, but right into the hands of Adam Vogt. And now Concordia will slow things up a little bit here. They don't want to get into a running game here against Hastings. That's not their style. 24-23. Broncos have a 1-point lead. Aaron Walker with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside. It was back to the basket. Justin Dam spins toward the baseline. Puts up a shot and scores. Justin Dam scoring there for Concordia. He's got his first field goal of the ball game. And the Bulldogs go back out on top by a score of 25-24. 7 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Brandon Krause with the ball. Brandon Krause comes over here to Brent Wells. He dribbles inside the free throw circle. Comes over here to Krause on the left wing. Brandon Krause feeds her back out here to Lohman. Lohman on the right side down the wing to Tobin Reinwald down on the baseline. That is Wells with the ball. His pass deflected, picked up by Lohman on the left side of the lane. Brady Lohman looking here. 9 seconds left in the shot clock. Lohman puts up a shot over Vogt. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. That's Krause with the ball. Goes back up. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. So Brandon Krause making the most of his starting opportunity here tonight. He gets an offensive rebound there, and now he'll go to the free throw line for the Broncos. Foul is going to go on Justin Dam. That's going to be his first. Brandon Krause in the free throw line. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Krause of 40% foul shooter in the season. He's 2 out of 5 from the line. His shot is up there. It's good. Brandon Krause is actually a guy who spent some time earlier this season down in the junior varsity level for head coach Bill Gavers. Moved him back up to the varsity. And about the time we were down in Miami was the time he started to get some playing time. But Brandon Krause gets his first start here tonight with Akeem Morrison on the bench. There's the next shot by Krause. It's up there and in. Brandon Krause has now got 6 points in the ball game here for the Broncos. Krause is 6'2" junior out of Lincoln. Hastings has reclaimed the lead now. It's the Broncos 26 and Concordia 25. A seesaw battle here in the first half of play tonight. Haywood has got the ball. Haywood comes out here to Folkers. On the wing on the right side now to Robbie Thomas as it deflected out of his hands, out of bounds. That's going to be Concordia basketball as they will play things in. Michael Colway will play things in to Joel Haywood. Picked up there by a woman of Hastings. Bounce pass goes down to Folkers. There's a pass right side of the lane. Robbie Thomas has got to put some move on in the lane. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Robbie Thomas scores there for Concordia. Basket's going to count. Personal foul is whistled on Brett Wells of Hastings. That's the first foul on Wells. Team foul number two on the Broncos. Concordia is now going to get a one-point lead again over Hastings. It is 27-26. Robbie Thomas will toe the mark here. He's a 73% foul shooter on the season. His shot is up there. That baby rims off of there, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Zach Lehner with a rebound. Gets away down to Brady Woolman as he'll bring things up here. The Broncos with a one-point deficit here. Hastings with the ball with 6:17 to play in the first half. Reinwald has got it. Reinwald now to Woolman. The Reinwald over to Hamburger on the right wing. Gets it to Zach Lehner. Now to Tobin, top of the key. Fakes, drives it down the left side of the lane. Stops. Kicks her back out here to Woolman. Entry pass to Lehner. Free throw line. Drives it down the lane. Puts a move on. Can't do anything with the ball. Out to Hamburger and a traveling violation. Hastings turns it away for the fourth time here tonight. Here comes a move fall back into the ball game now for Hastings. Brent Wells will check out. 5:59 to play in the first half. Hastings trailing the Concordia Bulldogs by a score of 27-26. Joel Haywood will play things in. Haywood gets it back as he brings it down the near sideline. Down to Folkers out here in three-point territory. Folkers moves it over here to Thomas. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Here come the Broncos on the move now. Reinwald gets the ball to Woolman as he brings it into the forecourt. Now to Hamburger. Hamburger to Woolman. Back out to Jake. 35 feet away from the basket. Hamburger holds the ball. Hamburger dribbling here against Eli Ziegler, who's under the ball game now for Concordia. Here's Woolman. His shot from 15 is going to be no good. And a foul's going to be called here. And Lena goes over the back of a Concordia Bulldog. And Zach picks up his first personal foul. So one foul on Zach. It'll be team foul number three on the Broncos. And coming back will be the Concordia Bulldogs. This is a team that is next to the last as far as the conference standings are concerned. Concordia is sitting in 10th place to start the day. They're 2-10 in the conference, 5-14 overall, but they're giving Hastings everything they want here so far in this first half. In fact, the Dogs have the lead by one, 27-26. There's Colway back into the ball game. He's got the ball, sheds it out here, driving is Ziegler. Leaves it down on the baseline, then back out on top. Haywood has got it on the wing. Haywood takes it down on the baseline, goes for the goal, and his shot is up and in. Joel Haywood scoring there for the Concordia Bulldogs, and now it's a 29-26 ball game. A three-point lead here for Concordia here in this first half of play. We're down to 4:40 to play. Here's Zach Lennon. He drives the ball toward the goal, stops, puts a man in the air, goes up with the shot. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. Zach Lennon working hard there to the left of the basket. He is conked in the arm by Robbie Thomas. And that's going to be the third personal foul on Robbie Thomas. That is huge for Concordia. Thomas is the big 6'7" sophomore out of Shawnee, Kansas, who's been averaging about 11 points and 7 rebounds per game, and now he'll have to sit the rest of the half. Zach Lehner to the free throw line. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Lehner will have one more. And the ball game now is going to be Matthew Godekin. Coming out is going to be Thomas with three personal fouls. 29-26. Concordia with a three-point lead over Hastings. Next shot by Zach Lehner is up there. That shot's going to be no good. But an offensive rebound. Reinwald, this pass could be deflected into the backcourt, but chased down here by Hamburger. So Hastings will keep the possession. Hamburger down in the corner. That's Woolman with the ball. Brady Woolman puts it on the floor and dribbles out here. There's a bounce pass into Abu. Abu is double-teamed, spins toward the baseline. Abu has to get rid of it, and he finally does. Gets it out here to Woolman. High right side, back into Abu. He backs up, and now a traveling violation. Abu falls, hit with a traveling violation. Into the ball game for Hastings. Brett Wells into the ball game for Hastings will be Brandon Krause. Hamburger checks out. Here comes Lena back out of the ball game. 4:13 to play in the first half. Hastings trailing Concordia by a score of 29-26. Joel Haywood will bring things up now for Concordia. Woolman running his grill defensively. Comes over here on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Godekin with the ball. Godekin down to Folkers to the near sideline. On the wing with the ball is Haywood again. Brings it out on the dribble to the top of the key. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner. Driving is going to be Gordon. His bounce pass in the lane is going to be mishandled by Fulkers. He picks it back up. His shot no good. Ball is tapped out here by Abu as it goes to the far sideline, and it goes out of bounds. And now we got an over and back violation. It went sailing out near the 10-second line, trying to grab the ball over there. Was it Chandler Folkerts? And he's whistled for an over and back violation as the ball goes out of bounds after that. So Hastings will get the ball. 3:43 to play here in the first half, 29-26. Broncos down by 3 points here in the ball game. Here's Brandon Krause with the ball for Hastings to the top of the arc. Sends it inside to Wolman, and he gets his head taken off. Brandon Krause, a little ball fake there, and Cordy went over the back of him. Brandon Krause has rustled to the hardwood here. Concordia coach wanted a traveling violation, certainly didn't get it. Personal foul is called there. So Loman will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Chandler Folkerts. So that's going to be his second. Team foul number 9 on the Bulldogs. Jake Hamburger in the ball game now for Hastings. Abu Fall will check out. Brady Loman to the line. Loman's the 6th best free throw shooter in the conference at 86%. Third best score at 20.1 points. Loman has been shut out so far here in this first half, and his shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hastings now trailing by a score of 29-27. Ben Lim back, the head coach for Concordia, is still pleading his case in that last call. The official just with a big grin here on the near sideline. Next shot is up there. It is in by Woolman, 29-28. Concordia with a 1-point lead. Dogs have the ball coming back the other way. Haywood has got it. Brings it into the offensive zone against Hamburger. Gets away. Dribbles down the right sideline. Haywood comes out in the 3-point territory. Micah Colway has got it now. Picked up defensively there by Reinwald. They get it to vote at the free throw line. Drives it down the left side of the lane. His left-handed layup. No good. Offensive rebound. Folkers. Follow shot. No good. The ball tapped out. Picked up by Reinwald. Reinwald has got it for Hastings College down the right sideline. Reinwald stops. Krause thought about the three from the top of the key. Drives it down the paint. Skip pass goes down in the corner. There's a shot up there by Loman. Good three-pointer. So Brady Loman, you can't shut him out too long. Loman went 17 minutes without hitting a field goal. He hits that one right at the three-minute mark. Gives him 5 points in the ballgame. Hastings now with a 2-point lead. 31-29. Hastings with the advantage. Here comes Concordia back with the ball. Joel Haywood has got it around his screen. Haywood comes across the top of the goal, goes out of bounds. It's going to be last touch here by Brandon Krause. Tips that ball away from Adam Vogt. It'll be Concordia playing things in. Justin Dam coming into the ball game now. Justin Dam checks in for Chandler Folkers. 2:38 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Concordia by a score of 31-29. DeAndre White has got it now for Concordia. DeAndre dribbles to the top of the key. Goes over to the far sideline and Michael Colway. Colway down a vote as he drives it against Krause. Puts up a shot. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good at the end of the shot clock. And the rebound comes down to Wells. Wells gets it away. Now to Brady Woolman. Hustles back the other way with 2:15 to play. Woolman puts up a shot and in. Woolman from the elbow left side. He's now got 7 points in the ball game, and the Broncos out to a 33-29 advantage now over Concordia. This is their biggest lead of the ball game. There's Vogt with the ball as he drives the baseline. Contact made. Foul called. I think Brandon Krause is going to be the guilty party here for Hastings College. That's going to be the case. Brandon Krause picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 4 on the Broncos. Hastings College basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Hastings with a 4-point lead, 33-29. 1:59 to play in the first half. Justin Dam has got the ball. Gets it out to DeAndre White. DeAndre comes across the top now to Micah Colway. Inside in the walker. His shot over Loman is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Dam. Puts it back up there. His shot no good. Tip try no good. Vogt has the rebound. He is hit and the foul is called. Reinwald picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Tobin Reinwald picks up the foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 in the Broncos. Non-shooting situation. It'll be Concordia playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 1:43 to play in the first half. Hastings leading by 4 points, 33-29. DeAndre White will play things in. Out on top now to Michael Colway. He drives the ball against Reinwald, and another foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Reinwald again. It's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Tobin. That could be team foul number six in the Broncos. Down to the scorers table, checking in for Hastings. It's going to be Carson Bloom. Reinwald will come to the bench. 1:40 left here in the first half, 33-29. So again, Concordia will play things in from an underthrown basket, this time to the right side. Deion Wright White gives it out here to Aaron Walker. Now to Colway. Free throw line extended left side. Drives the ball against Carson Bloom. Takes it into the paint. Dumps it away on the right baseline. The ball's going to be tipped away. And it's picked up here by Hamburger. A turnover on Concordia. That's her seventh of the ball game. Hamburger. Bounce pass goes inside to Zach Lena. Back outside to Brandon Krause. Now to Jake. Bounce pass goes back inside as Zach Lena backs up, spins toward the baseline, can't put up a shot, out to Hamburger for three. That shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to DeAndre White, and a foul's going to be called. Carson Bloom picks up a foul. It's going to be his first. Seventeen fouls now on Hastings. So we're going to walk to the other end of the floor here. We're going to have a one-and-one situation. We're down to 1:13 to play. Hastings trailing Concordia. Actually, Hastings down with a lead over Concordia in this seesaw battle. It's 33-29. Going to the free throw line for the Dogs is going to be DeAndre White. White, a 53% foul shooter in the season. He's 24 out of 45. Shot is up there, and the shot bounces around and goes down through the hole. Concordia, as a team, number two in the conference in free throw percentage at 75%. Second to the last in field goal percentage at 42%. They're sixth in the conference in three-point shooting at 36%. Second shot by DeAndre White is going to be no good. The Broncos leading by 3 points here at 33-30. Late in this first half, here's Brandon Krause pounding his way down the right side of the lane. Gets it down to the baseline. Can't put up the shot, though. Out to Bloom. Down in the corner to Hamburger. Shot for three is up there and in. Hamburger knocks down a three-pointer from the deep left corner. Hastings now with a six-point lead here. 36-30 is the score. 47 seconds to play. There's DeAndre White with the ball. DeAndre comes across the top. Micah Colway has got it. Colway to Dam on the baseline. He drives it against Lena. Puts up a right-handed shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound is ripped out of there by Jake Hamburger. Now Hastings has the ball with 30 seconds to play. And Hastings can go for the final shot here this first half with a six-point lead at 36-30. Brady Lohman has got it right here at the 10-second line. He asked head coach Bill Gavers when does he want to move with the ball here. 36-30 is the score. Hastings leading. Here's Brady Lohman dribbling with it out here in three-point territory. Spins, puts up a shot from the free throw line. Good. Brady Lohman scores. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Concordia plays it in. Both from back court. It's going to be no good, and that's the end of the first half of play. So Hastings with a strong final couple of minutes there in the first half. They will have the lead here at halftime over the Concordia Bulldogs in men's college basketball. The score is Hastings College 38, Concordia 30. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Going to Bowman and South for three. Good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint. Little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Ash your dishes down on the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex at halftime of the men's ball game. Hastings College has got the lead over Concordia. At the break by a score of 38-30, Concordia had the early lead in this one, but Hastings coming back, a nice little run there at the end of the first half, and the Broncos with an 8-point lead, 38-30 here at halftime. We'll get you the halftime numbers coming up here in just a few minutes. Earlier tonight, the Hastings College women's basketball team picked up their 13th win in a row tonight as they beat Concordia for the second time this season, knocking off the Dogs by a score of 78-65 here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Have a couple of minutes to spend with Hastings assistant coach Patrick Harrison. And Patrick, you join us here in between the first and the second half of the men's ball game. Talk about your contest, a very good basketball game again as you win your 13th game in a row tonight.
Yeah, you know, we're excited about any time we can win 13 in a row. I mean, can't be upset about that. A little slow in the first half for sure. But by the second half, I think we figured some things out, competed a lot better, took care of the ball a lot better, and found some of the guys to make some plays.
What were they doing in the first half to kind of stymie you guys around a little bit?
You know, we didn't really know what they were going to do because they had some kids that were out. We had some ideas that they're going to switch, maybe going to have a little bit more help side. But really, in the first half, it's just a lot of more our mistakes that we didn't put ourselves in a position to be successful, whether it's some transition opportunities or not communicating through defensive situations.
Hastings ended up shooting, 44% for the ball game, 40% from 3-point territory. You get out-rebounded by a couple of boards, but all in all, it was a pretty solid performance. Like you said, when you got going, second half was pretty good.
Yeah, second half was really good. I think we, our halftime, our kids did a great job of challenging each other and come out and really wanting to compete. Like I said earlier, we took care of the ball much better, and we really found some kids and some opportunities to score the ball, especially Jamie Van Kirk had a couple of big threes. Alex Edwards had some great minutes off the bench, a three in the corner, and then a pull-up jump shot right when we needed to kind of extend our lead a little bit more.
Jamie Van Kirk, when the ball game's on the line, it seems like Van Kirk can come up with shot after shot after shot. 24 points in the ball game tonight for Jamie. Talk about her.
Yeah, Jamie is she's phenomenal. Sometimes she makes some plays that I don't know how she does it, but she just does. And I'm really happy that she's on our team for sure. But she got going from the three-point line today, and then also got some things going to the rim, which is good when she's able to mix up her shooting outside and then get into the basket.
And talking with Hastings assistant coach Patrick Harrison here tonight, the Hastings College women's basketball team picking up another win tonight over Concordia, their second of the season. One girl that I thought came up with some big minutes for you, and she has time in and time out, and that's Chanel Farmer. As Farmer came up with several steals in the ball game, tip balls, hit a couple of big shots, but Chanel Farmer played a great ball game defensively tonight.
Yes, Chanel has been phenomenal. You know, being a Hastings Cecilia, Saint Cecilia kid, it's been great to see her play in her hometown. Defensively, she has came up time and time again with steals, a really timely bucket underneath the rim, an out-of-bounds play. I think it was about a 4-point game, and we were able to take the ball on the other end and score. I think we hit a three, so push that lead to three possessions, which was huge. And Chanel's been great because she's had to guard the best perimeter score on the other team. And for a freshman to do that in our league, I think that speaks volumes for where she's at.
We saw this even at the high school level. She came up with steal after steal. What's the success for her? Just her quick hands out there or what?
You know, she has great hands, great anticipation. A lot of things that she does well, we don't really teach. She just is kind of given some of those things. And really, we came out giving her the freedom to make some of those plays, and I think that allows her to be successful. Sometimes you're not, you know, you may be out of position a little bit, but she's athletic enough and smart enough to get back in the right play and make defensive situations like she did.
Yeah, now Hastings College winning in this ball game tonight over the Concordia Bulldogs. When you win 13 games in a row, everybody kind of thinks that this team is cruising along and there's not much coaching going out there. But I know you guys work hard during the week. You're still trying to fine-tune a few things. What are you guys spending time on right now?
Absolutely. We're never done. I think we talk to our kids all the time that we are far away from where we want to be. Right now we're trying to fine-tune offensively. I think our pace can get a lot better. Sometimes we're a little sluggish on the offensive end, maybe watching the ball too much. Either it's in the post too long or on the perimeter too long. And then defensively, just communicating through a lot of things. Our league is very diverse, where teams play at tempo, maybe some motion offenses, maybe some continuity. So we're able to have to guard a lot of different things and making sure that our kids are on the same page every single game, working to be every single play is just a nonstop thing.
I don't know if we have put together a complete 40-minute game yet this year, have we?
I don't know. I mean, maybe as a coach, we don't think so. From a fan standpoint, we put some pretty good games together, but I think our best is still yet to come, which is exciting for us, for a team that's been on a roll like we have.
So now we get ready for Briarcliff, another team that we beat earlier this season, but now we go on the road. Anytime we go on the road in this conference, boy, you never can tell, especially up in Sioux City.
Yeah, that's going to be a really tough place to play. They played some tough opponents. So we're going to have to take our game mentality on the road and hopefully try to get one against Briarcliff, against a really high-pressure team, take care of the ball, and really get to the glass defensively.
Earlier tonight, Northwestern losing to Morningside, so that's kind of opened things up in the conference. We were all kind of anticipating kind of maybe battling for the number two spot in the conference, but with Northwestern losing tonight to Morningside, that's kind of opened things up now, maybe giving you guys a open the door at least and maybe sneak in there. Huh?
Yeah, I'm that's definitely said. I think that speaks to the kind of the parity in our league that every night anybody can be beat. I was a little surprised the way Northwestern had been playing because they've been playing really well. And Morningside was a little bit hit or miss the last couple of weeks. But, yeah, it's definitely exciting as our kids. I think it's something to be competitive for each night, that we got to bring our A game so we can stay at the elite of the elite in the GPAC as well as in the conference.
Okay, congratulations on the win. We'll see you on Saturday up in Sioux City.
Thank you very much.
Yep, Patrick Harrison, he's the assistant coach for the Hastings College women's basketball team. Hastings picking up a win earlier tonight over Concordia. This game was tied 15 times earlier tonight, 4 lead changes, but Hastings College leads it at the end 78-65 over Concordia. The Broncos getting 24 points tonight from Jamie Van Kirk. They had 19 from Laurel Zwiener and 10 points apiece from Chanel Farmer and Cammie Bruckman, as Hastings goes on to win their 13th game in a row. They beat Concordia tonight by a score of 78-65. The Broncos will play at Briarcliff coming up on Saturday. We're at halftime of the men's ball game here. Hastings with a lead over Concordia by a score of 38-30. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. We'll come back and we'll check the scoring, the shooting stats here at the break as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College men's basketball team, the 15th ranked team in the country. They've got the lead here over Concordia at halftime, a score of 38-30. In this first half of play, we had the score tied 7 times in this ball game. We had 7 lead changes. Biggest lead of the ball game for Concordia was at 4 points. With 16:02 remaining in the first half, Hastings College is led by as many as 8 here in the first half with just a couple of seconds left. And the Broncos have an 8-point lead here at halftime. The score is 38-30. Checking the shooting numbers in the first half, Concordia 12 out of 26 in the field, for 46%. Hastings College was 14 out of 27 for 51%. From three-point territory, Concordia knocked down 3 of 6 shots from behind the arc for 50%. Hastings was 3 out of 7 for 42%. On free throws tonight, Concordia 3 out of 5 in the first half for 60%. Hastings 7 out of 11 for 63%. Hastings out-rebounding Concordia in the first half 17-14. Hastings had 6 offensive rebounds and 11 on defense. Concordia with 5 offensive rebounds and 9 on defense. turnovers. Hastings College has got only four turnovers here in the first half of play. Concordia, they've got six. Hastings with no block shots and three steals. Concordia has got no block shots and one steal. The leading rebounder for Hastings here in this ballgame so far has been Zach Lena. He's got five boards. And the leading rebounder for Concordia in the first 20 minutes has been Chandler Folkerts. He has got four. Hastings with a lead here over Concordia, 38-30 here at halftime. Checking the point totals here at halftime, Brady Lohman is leading the way. Got off to a slow start tonight. He did not score a field goal until he had 3 minutes left in the first half. He ends up with 9 points here in the first half. So a nice little run at the end of the first half by Lohman. Brady Lohman has knocked down 1 3-pointer. He had 2 2-point field goals. And he was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Lohman scores 9 points in the final 3.5 minutes or so in this first half. The other scores for Hastings, we see Brent Wells has got a couple of field goals, and he is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. He's got 6. Brandon Krause has got 2 field goals, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, 6 points. 4 points for Zach Lena on 2 field goals. He's 0 of 2 from the stripe. Carson Bloom has knocked down a 3. He's got 3 points. Jake Hamburger has got a 3 for his only points in the ballgame. Abu Fall, he's got a field goal for 2. For the Concordia Bulldogs, they're being led so far by Robbie Thomas. He has got 10 points in the ballgame. Thomas has knocked down 2 3-pointers. He's got 2 2-point field goals, and he's 0 of 1 from the free throw line. So Robbie Thomas with 10. Adam Vogt, he's got 5 points in the game. He's got a 3, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 4 points for Joel Haywood in the first half on 2 field goals. Chandler Folkerts has got 2 field goals and 4 points. Micah Colway has got a field goal for 2. Matthew Godekin has got a field goal for 2 points. And Justin Dam has got a field goal for 2. DeAndre White, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, 1 point. Hastings College has got the lead over Concordia here at the break, and Vince College basketball, the score is 38-30. Checking the other women's basketball scores from the scoreboard here tonight. Everything is now final. Hastings again picking up the win over Concordia, 78-65. Dort tonight wins over Mount Marty in Sioux Center, Iowa by the score of 69-55. Midland holds off the upset bid from Doan, as the Warriors knock off the Doan College Tigers tonight in Crete, 72-69. The big one, it was Morningside, ranked number 10 in the country. They knock off Northwestern tonight by the score of 90-79. So Morningside comes back after losing to Hastings over the weekend. They come back and beat the second-ranked team in the country, Northwestern, 90-79. One other game in Mitchell, South Dakota tonight, it was Dakota Wesleyan beating Briar Cliff by the score of 81-73. We will see Briar Cliff on Saturday up in Sioux City. 38-30 our score. Hastings out on top of Concordia as we get ready for half number 2 here tonight. Broncos will shoot to our basket to our right. Again, the leading scorer is Brady Lohman for Hastings with 9 points. Lohman scores those 9 in the final 3.5 minutes of the first half. 10 points for Robbie Thomas to lead the Concordia Bulldogs. So Hastings will play things in off of the far sideline. 20 minutes to go as the Broncos will search for their 16th victory of the season here tonight. And their second one over Concordia, but the Bulldogs have gone toe-to-toe with the Broncos here in this basketball game. Hastings with a good flurry there at the end of the first half. Here's Brandon Krause with the ball now for the Broncos. Krause out on top. Hastings will start the exact same way they did in starting the ball game. Here's Lohman off of the baseline. His shot's going to be up there, no good. Battle for the rebound, foul called on Lena. Zach Lena picks up the personal foul here for Hastings College. That's going to be his second, the team's first here in the second half. So Concordia will play things in. Bulldogs have come back with the ball. Their gray uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in white. Got stripes up each side of their uniforms here. There's a nice pass down on the baseline. Shot's up there, no good. Rebound, Folkers, follow shot is up and in. He misses his first one, gets his second one to go down. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. Concordia is back to within 6, 38-32. Here's Brandon Krause with the ball. Brandon Krause out to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald brings it over here to Lohman. Free throw line extended right side. Lohman tries to drive it. He falls down with the ball. And it's going to be a turnover on Hastings. Turnover number 5 in the ball game for the Broncos. First one of the second half. Here's Joel Haywood with the ball now for Concordia as he will bring things up. The Bulldogs are down by just 6 points here at 38-32. The team that is next to the last in the Great Plains Athletic Conference standings here, giving Hastings everything they want here tonight. There's a long-range jumper put up there from the right side. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lena, and the foul is going to be called. The foul here is going to go on Chandler Folkerts of Concordia. That's going to be his third. So now Folkerts has got three, and Robbie Thomas has got three. A couple of big men for Concordia. Hastings has got the ball now, 38-32. Broncos have not scored here in the opening minute and a half of this ball game. In the second half, Lohman has got it on the wing. Now to Lena from the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one is in and out. No good. Rebound comes down here to Joel Haywood. Left-handed dribble down the near sideline. Haywood picked up there by Lohman. Uses a screen. Takes it to the basket. His shot is up there. And rattles out. No good. But a foul is going to be called on the way in. Personal foul is going to be called on Zach Lena. That's going to be his third foul. So Lena becomes the first Bronco to hit foul trouble here. He's going to have to check out now with three fouls with 18:34 to play in the ball game. Coming into the contest now is going to be Abu Fall. So it'll be Concordia playing things in down here in the corner. They come way outside. That's going to be Michael Colway. Gets the vote as he drives it toward the hole. His shot's going to be blocked out of his hands, out of bounds. And a vote just took off like a rocket from the right wing and drove right to the goal. Somebody got their piece on his shot there, and he deflects it out of bounds. So Concordia will play things in from underneath their own basket again. Concordia looks to get things in. They do. Michael Colway for three. His shot's up there, no good. Battle for the rebound, and it's picked up on the hop here. Lohman comes back the other way. Lohman comes over here to Tobin Reinwald. Spins right side of the lane. Takes it down to the baseline. His little short jumper is up there. Hits off of the mark. No good. Rebound Folkerts. Folkerts gives it away now to Joel Haywood. Haywood right-handed dribble. Waist high as it brings it into the offensive zone. Haywood working with the ball as he comes across the top. That's Michael Colway. Lobs it inside. Folkerts grabs it. Jump pass down in the corner from the right side. Down on the baseline. It's up and in. Joel Haywood hits his first three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 7 points. Concordia is back to within three, 38-35 here. Hastings with the ball. Broncos still looking for their first points here of the second half. They lob it inside to Abu. Abu squares around on the baseline. Now backs up, spins toward the baseline, puts it up there. Shot no good. Rebound well. Shot blocked out of his hands. It's picked up here by Concordia. So now the Dogs can tie things up with a three-point field goal. Down the right sideline is Joel Haywood. He comes across to Colway, down in the corner. That's going to be Vogt with the ball, drives it into the lane. His pass deflected in a traveling violation. Vogt was taking the ball into the paint there. Bounce pass attempted for Folkerts, but a traveling violation is called in Concordia. 8 turnovers now in Concordia. Hastings has got 5. Broncos out on top by a score of 38-35 here in men's college basketball. 17:20 to play in the ball game. Here's Brent Wells. Wells comes down on top. That's going to be Brandon Krause with the ball now. Krause brings it back to Lohman. His pass back to the elbow, right side to Tobin. Now to Brent Wells. Off to Lohman again. Jump pass comes out to Tobin. Drives it down the left side of the lane. He tries to shuttle the ball away. It's going to be bossed off of his leg out of bounds. Turnover number 6 on Hastings. Hamburger comes in. Tobin comes out. 17:03 to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top of Concordia by a score of 38-35 in men's college basketball. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered at 604 South Burlington. Hamburger tips the ball away into the backcourt, and just as he grabs possession of the ball, Bill Gavers calls a timeout. So a Hamburger tips the ball in the backcourt. He goes down to the hardwood to grab it. 9 turnovers now in Concordia. Hastings wants the timeout. 16:53 to play in the game. Hastings 38, Concordia 35.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings kind of stumbling out of the gates here since halftime. 38-35. Broncos have the ball in their offensive zone. Brandon Krause has passed over to Lohman. His shot's going to be up there. No good. High in the air for the rebound. Adam Vogt. So Concordia's got the ball back the other way with a chance to tie things up with a three-point field goal. Adam Vogt comes over here to the near sideline. Joel Haywood has got the ball. Haywood inside the free throw circle. Now to Justin Dam, who's into the ball game. Dam gets it up on the wing on the right side. Now Dam gets the ball back out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top to Robbie Thomas. Drives it down the left side of the lane, down in the corner. A shot is put up there and in. A three-point play from deep in the left corner. Getting the field goal there was Joel Haywood. He's got two threes here in the first couple of minutes of this ball game, and we're tied up now at 38 points apiece. Concordia on an 8-0 run here to begin the second half. Here's Brent Wells with the ball out to Woolman on the wing on the right side. Woolman goes inside to Abu. He spins in the lane. We got a foul call, an elbowing foul here on Abu ball. Abu picks up his second personal foul. An 8-0 run here for Concordia to start the second half. 15:57 to play in the ball game. And now Concordia can pull ahead here with a successful trip down the floor. Where the ball is Joel Haywood. He's had the hot hand here to begin the second half. He drives it. Now we got contact made. Foul called. Foul is going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be his first. Concordia has not led since 25-24. Non-shooting situation. That's only the first foul in Jake. That's going to be team foul number four in the Broncos. So four fouls now on Hastings. One on Concordia. Here's Vogt with the ball on the right sideline. Vogt drives it against Carson. Bloom is into the ball game. Dumps it off the dam. His shot is up and in. Concordia's got the lead. Justin Dam scores. And Concordia leads by a score of 40-38. 15:37 to play in the ball game. A 10-0 run here by Concordia to start the second half. Here's Jake Hamburger. Goes to Abu. Abu right side of the lane. Backs up. Double team. Abu goes to Brent Wells. Contact made. Field goal is up there. It's good by Brent Wells. And he's fouled into play. Adam Vogt gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. Brent Wells gets the field goal. He's now got eight. And Brent goes to the free throw line down and trying to give Hastings the lead again. We're tied up at 40 points apiece. A 10-0 run by the Concordia Bulldogs to start the second half to tie things up. And eventually grab the lead now at 40-38. Hastings getting the field goal to tie it up. And now Wells are trying to go back to the free throw line here and give Hastings the lead again. Wells is 2 out of 3 from the line tonight, now with 8 points in the ball game. Brent Wells, the Elba native, will toe the mark here for Hastings College. Looks up there. Shot is good. Hastings has the lead. Zach Lena back into the ball game now for Hastings. So Lena comes in. Brent Wells will check out. 15:25 to play in the ball game. Hastings 41, Concordia 40. Here's DeAndre White with the ball now for the Bulldogs. Comes over here on the near side to Michael Colway. Down in the corner to Robbie Thomas. Gets it inside to Dam. The shot is up and in. Concordia attacking now in the lane. Justin Dam hits the field goal. It's 42-41. Concordia has got the lead. Here's Lohman. His pass nearly thrown away, but Carson Bloom picks her back up. Down to Lohman in the corner. Sends it inside to Abu. He is double teamed to the baseline. Abu fall has the basketball ripped out of his hands, and a dump ball is called. From behind, Justin Dam gets his hands in there and ties up Abu fall. It's going to be a turnover on Hastings. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Bulldogs. Turnover number 7. So the woes continue here to start the second half for Hastings. Concordia has a 1-point lead looking for the upset here tonight against the 15th ranked team of the nation. 42-41. Here's Justin Dam. He gives the ball away to DeAndre White. Boosts it down in the corner to Michael Colway. Drives it in the lane. Puts up an off-balance shot. No good. Abu tips the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Hastings. Brady Woolman runs her back the other way. Brady Woolman, he drives the ball. Shoves off. The ball's going to be knocked out of his hands. And it's going to be picked up here again by Concordia. Good defense there by Colway. Colway gets the ball to DeAndre White. Back outside the ring. A three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Hastings. Three-pointer put up there by Robbie Thomas. Hastings with the ball. 42-41. Concordia's got a 1-point lead, and now we got a foul called here. Away from all the action, it's going to go on Carson Bloom. Bloom picks up his second personal foul. Here comes Lohman out of the ball game now for Hastings. And now Concordia wants to call a timeout. The Bulldogs call a timeout with 14 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the game. Concordia has got the lead. It's the Bulldogs 42 and the Broncos 41.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 42-41 is our score. Concordia has got a one-point lead over Hastings. 14-11 left in the ball game. Hastings will play in Sioux City on Saturday against the Briarcliff Chargers. Airtime will be at 1:45 on Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll have all the action right here on your home and away voice of the Hastings College Broncos, 1230 KHAS. 42-41 is the score. Concordia has got a one-point lead. Dogs have the ball. Here's DeAndre White. He'll bring it back into the offensive zone here against Hastings. Jake Hamburger out there defensively. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner to Colway. To Robbie Thomas, down to Colway. Dribbles to the free throw line. Colway trying to get away. Drives it down the left side of the lane. He sounds up and in. Michael Colway scoring there for Concordia. He's got 4 points in the ball game. And now here's a turnover in backcourt and Brandon Krause. Brandon Krause is hit with a traveling violation in backcourt. That's going to be 9 turnovers on the Broncos. 44-41. It's Concordia out to a 3-point lead, and the Dogs have the basketball. DeAndre White will inbound the ball. Baseline left side. They get it to Vogt down in the corner. He loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds. That's going to be last touch there by Hamburger, who's out there defensively. So Concordia will play things in off of the far sideline. 13:48 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing 44-41. Broncos led by 8 points at halftime, 38-30, but Concordia opens up the second half on a 10-zip run. Concordia's got the ball again. There's a bounce pass right side of the lane. Robbie Thomas, and now we got a traveling violation on Thomas. He was working over there, and Thomas is guilty of the traveling violation. That's going to be 10 turnovers on Concordia. Back into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Brent Wells. Wells will check in. Hamburger will check out. 13 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the game. Concordia 41, Hastings, actually Concordia 44, and Hastings 41. Broncos have the basketball. Here's Brandon Krause. Trots it across the midcourt stripe here. Feeds it on the wing. Wolman has got it. Now to Wells. Tobin, left side. Moves over to Brandon Krause again. Krause holds it. Now to lean at the free throw line. Drives it down the lane. Jump pass over here to Brent Wells. He takes it into the paint. He stops there. Goes to Krause. Krause powers his way to the goal. His shot is up there and in. Brandon Krause scores. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. He had 11 the other night against Midland University. 44-43. Hastings down by a point. Here's DeAndre White. He kicks it out here to Colway from the elbow. Shot up there. No good. Rebound, Dam. Dam keeps it alive here for the Bulldogs. Comes back out to Colway. He drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's no good, but we got a foul called. A personal foul called here on Zach Lena. That's going to be his fourth. So Zach Lena checked back into the ball game moments ago, and now he picks up his fourth personal foul here for the Broncos. And going to the free throw line here with the Concordia Bulldogs is going to be Michael Colway. So the best offensive rebounder in the Great Plains Athletic Conference has got 4 personal fouls. A shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in by Michael Colway. Colway's a 75% foul shooter on the season. Down to the scorers table checking in will be Joel Haywood. Going out will be Adam Vogt. So Zach Lennon is still in the ball game here with 4 personal fouls. Michael Colway to the free throw line for his second one. It's up there. That one spins off of there. No good. Concordia's got a 2-point lead. 45-43 in the score. Here comes Brady Woolman back with the ball for Hastings to Zach Lena at the elbow. Zach gives her up now. Brandon Krause, not a Woolman. Here's Brent Wells, left side. He backs up, spins in the lane, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound Lena, and we got a foul called. A foul here is going to be called on Justin Dam. That's going to be a second. Here comes Jake Hamburger in the ball game now for Hastings, and Zach will come into the bench. So Lena is out. Hamburger is in. 12:39 to play in the game. Hastings trailing Concordia by a score of 45-43. Brandon Krause to Ryan Wald. He's too far underneath the basket. His shot no good, but Tobin gets his own ball back and goes back up and scores. Tobin Ryan Wald scores. He's got 7 points in the ball game. We're tied up at 45 points apiece. Here's DeAndre White with the ball now to Michael Colway. Colway sends it to the far sideline, now to the free throw line. Dam, his pass is going to be deflected, trying to jam it down low to Robbie Thomas. The ball deflected there by Hamburger. Here's Lohman back the other way. His shot no good, but he's fouled in a play. Concordia turns the ball away. Hastings back quickly in transition. And they now go to the free throw line here. Personal foul going to be whistled there on Concordia. It's going to go on Michael Colway. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four in Concordia going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Lohman. Brady Lohman to the free throw line. He's got 9 points in the ball game. His shot is up there, and the shot good. He'll have one more. Lohman scored 9 points in the final 3.5 minutes of the first half. That's his first point here in the second half, and it occurs at the 12-16 mark. Hastings now with the lead, 46-45 on the free throw by Brady Lohman. Lohman will have one more shot here. Looks up there, and the shot is going to be good. Lohman now at the 11 in the ballgame, and Hastings reclaims the lead, 47-45. 12 minutes and 15 seconds to go here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's the ball tipped away from Folkerts, but Chandler Folkerts picks it back up. Now to DeAndre White. Bounce pass back inside, and Folkerts can't handle it. It goes out of bounds. Folkerts sliding down the lane there. DeAndre White trying to get him the ball. It goes off of the fingertips of Folkerts out of bounds. Turnover number 12 on Concordia. Hastings will come back the other direction. 12 minutes and 2 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings 47, Concordia 46. Brandon Krause with the ball. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Backdoor cut. They threw that ball away. Tobin trying to take her down there to Jake Hamburger. He threw it a little bit too far out of his reach. Out of bounds. Turnover number 10 on Hastings. 47-45. Hastings leading by 2 points. DeAndre White down the right sideline now for Concordia. Comes to the near sideline. Michael Colway. Now to DeAndre White again. Moves it down in the corner of the right side. For the basketball down there is Robbie Thomas. Jump pass comes inside. Folkers from 10. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes to Hamburger. Hamburger down the left sideline for the Broncos. Pulls up at the top of the arc. Sends it down to Tobin down in the corner. Spins on the baseline. Comes back out to Brandon Krause. He takes it to the goal. His shot is going to be no good. Does not draw iron. And now we got a foul called on the rebound. Brandon Krause gets hit with a personal foul. Second foul on Brandon Krause. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings, and now some free throws at the other end. Hastings College women's basketball team won earlier tonight over Concordia by a score of 78-65. Broncos have won 13 games in a row as they get ready to play on Saturday up in Sioux City against Briar Clough. Haywood goes to the free throw line. Joel Haywood, he's got 10 points in the ball game. A shot is up there and in. First free throw of the night for Joel Haywood. He's an 85% foul shooter for Concordia. Haywood, a 6'4" junior out of Lakewood, Colorado. As he throws his second free throw, it's up there. It's going to be no good as he misses that one. And the rebound comes down to Brandon Krause of Hastings. 47-46. Hastings leading by 2 points. Lohman comes over here to Krause. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out to Tobin, top of the key. Moves it over to Lohman over there on the far side. Lohman fakes the three. Drives the ball toward the goal. Contact made. Foul is going to be called. Offensive foul. An offensive foul here on Brady Lohman. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos. Robbie Thomas will inbound the ball now for Concordia. Concordia can grab the lead here with a field goal. 47-46 is the score. Hastings with a 1-point lead. Broncos drop back in their man-to-man defense. Folkerts has got the ball top of the key. Moves it over in the wing on the right side to DeAndre White. Haywood now at the top of the circle, drives it, throws it down in the corner. There's a three-pointer put up there by Thomas, no good. And rebounded on the weak side there by Joel Haywood. Keeps the ball alive for Concordia. Over here on the wing, over here it's going to be Colway. Works it against Woolman, lobs it to the free throw line. Folkerts now to DeAndre White on the wing, dribbles inside the three-point arc. His shot's going to be up there, no good. Again, the ball is tapped out. Third time here for Concordia on this possession. They move the ball down in the corner, driving the baseline is Haywood. Contact made and the foul is called. Personal foul here is going to be called on Reinwald of Hastings. That's going to be his third. Team foul number 9 on the Broncos. So going to the free throw line is going to be Haywood. Joel Haywood will go to the mark here for Concordia. He's got 11 points in the ball game, and now Bill Gavers wants to call a timeout. 10 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the basketball game. Hastings calls a timeout. It's the Broncos 47, Concordia 46.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco sports for the 2013-2014 season. High school basketball tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia on the road playing at Friend. The Bulldogs, they are undefeated and ranked number 2 in Class D1. St. Cecilia trying to break a 3-game losing streak after their little stint last week. They're ranked number 4 in Class C2. On the air with a pregame show at 5:45 tomorrow night. Actually, at 6:45 tomorrow night. The tip-off in Friend will be at 7. Friday night is Grand Island Northwest taking on Hastings High from the jungle up at Hastings High. A girls-boys basketball doubleheader beginning at 5:45. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be up and in. And getting the field goal is Joel Haywood. Points in the ball game. Concordia's tied to score. Here's the next one. It's up there. It's good. Concordia's now got a 1-point lead again in this seesaw battle, 48-47, with 10 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the basketball game. Here's Woolman again. Drives it down the left side of the lane to the baseline. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Wells with a rebound. Follow shot. It's going to be no good, and he's fouling the play. That one just goes trickling off of the front of the iron. No good. And the rebound was Wells, and he couldn't convert. Chandler Fulkers gets the personal foul. That's going to be his fourth foul. Team foul number 5 in the Bulldogs. So going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brent Wells. 9 points in the ball game for Wells. He'll go to the line here. His first one is going to be good. He's now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. 10 points now in the ball game. Zach Lynn is going to come back in. He'll play with 4 personal fouls. Jake Hamburger comes out. So Bill Gaber is rolling the dice here. Zach Lina back into the ball game with still 10 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in this one. Wells to the free throw line. His second shot is in the air. That one is going to be good. Straight down through the hole. Brent Wells now the 11 in the ball game. It's now 49-48. Hastings College reclaims the lead here. Midway through the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Concordia working on the ball. Bounce pass goes to Robbie Thomas. He drives for the goal, and he's going to be fouling the play as he goes up for the shot. He's going to be fouled here by Brent Wells. That's going to be his second. So now Robbie Thomas will go to the free throw line here for Concordia. Robbie Thomas, 6'7", and a sophomore out of Shawnee, Kansas, will go to the free throw line. Thomas has got 10 points in the ball game. He is 0-for-1 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Concordia, the second-best foul-shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, are knocking down 75% of their free throws as a team. Robbie Thomas will have one more. That shot is up there. It is good. So they convert on 1 and 2, and we are tied up at 49 points apiece with 9 minutes and 55 seconds to play in regulation here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Brent Wells with the ball at the top of the key. Goes over to Brady Lohman, high left side. Down on the baseline, Lena, and we got contact made, and a foul is going to be called. Goes on Justin Dam. That's going to be his third foul. So turning into a free throw shooting contest here as of late. Team foul number 6 on Concordia, so no free throws here. Hastings will play things in. Krause will play it in. The ball's going to be deflected down here and goes back out of bounds. So Brandon Krause will try it one more time. Krause, right side of the basket, down here on the baseline, will play things in. Lobs it in the lane. Tobin shot is up there. It's good. Nice play there. Tobin Reinwald knocks one down right in front of the basket. He's got 9 points, and the Broncos lead by a score of 51-49. Boy, neither team with much of a lead. Hastings led by 8 points at halftime. Here's Vogt driving the ball, drives the baseline. It's going to be up there, no good, as the shot's going to be partially deflected by Brandon Krause, and the ball is recovered here by Lohman. Gets the ball ahead to Tobin down to the baseline, the opposite end. Tobin, skip pass comes out here to Brandon Krause. He drives it down the paint. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Wells tips it to the far sideline, picked up by Tobin. Reinwald has got it for Hastings. down to Woolman. Hastings with a fresh shot clock here. We're down to 9 minutes to play. Woolman, left side of the lane, stops. Bounce pass goes to Zach Lina. Down to Brent Wells at the top of the key. To Woolman at the elbow. Left side behind his Zach Lina screen. His 15-footer is put up there, no good. Rebound, Robbie Thomas. Thomas has got it down for Concordia as he gives it away. Adam Vogt will slow things up. Dogs bring the ball into the offensive zone here, trailing by 2 points, 51-49. 8.5 minutes to play in the ball game. With the ball now is going to be Joel Haywood. Bounce pass right side of the lane to get it to Robbie Thomas. Back out to Haywood. The Thomas on the far sideline. The ball is going to be poked loose, and he goes out of bounds on the far side. It's going to be Concordia playing things in with 11 seconds left in the shot clock. Haywood has got it. Top of the key. Now drives the ball down the right side of the lane. Puts up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Brett Wells has the ball for Hastings. Broncos have a two-point lead. Here's Brady Woolman back the other way. Inside the free throw circle. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out, and Tobin grabs it. Ryan Wald comes across the top to Lohman. His three-pointer is put up there. That one is off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Brandon Krause. Krause keeps it alive for the Broncos. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Krause sends over to Lena at the elbow. Bounce pass inside to get it to Tobin Reinwald. He is double-teamed, backs up, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound, Reinwald has it stripped away. Scramble is on, and now we've got a timeout called here as Reinwald down to his knees to grab that one. Gets possession of the ball, and Bill Gavers will burn another timeout here. 7 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 51 and Concordia 49.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
All right, 7:47 to play. Hastings 51, Concordia 49. Rocco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Woolman driving the baseline, contact made. His shot is up there. It's no good, but a foul is going to be called here on the Dogs. A foul here is going to be whistled on Michael Colway, and that's going to be his second. So that's going to be team foul number 7 on Concordia. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brady Woolman. Woolman with 11 points in the ball game. He's got just 2 free throws here in the second half of play. Woolman will have 2 shots here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. 86% from the free throw line this season. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Brady Woolman will have one more. Hastings 52, Concordia 49. Woolman's second shot is up there. That one is going to be good. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Jake Hamburger. Reinwald will come to the bench. 7 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Hastings with a 4-point lead now. At 53-49. Concordia comes back with the ball. This is Colway. Michael Colway comes across the top to Joel Haywood. Out of Colway. Moves it down in the corner. That's the Thomas with the ball. Has it slapped out of his hands into the second row of the bleachers here on the near sideline. Good quick hands there by Brent Wells of Hastings. Michael Colway will play things into Haywood. Back down to Colway in the corner. Colway drives it into the paint, goes up with a scoop shot. It's going to be up there, no good. The ball tapped around. Thomas grabs the ball. He loses it. The scramble is on. It's finally going to be picked up and thrown out here to Haywood. Keeps it alive for Concordia. Haywood from three. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound Hastings. Concordia is getting some chances here in the late going. Here comes Brandon Krause running back the other way. Nice move to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Brandon Krause takes it on the transition and scores. Krause is in double figures now with 10 points. Hastings out to a 6-point lead, 55-49 here. 6 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Vogt drives the baseline. Vogt's pass down in the corner on the right side. They come back out to Vogt in 3-point territory. Adam Vogt with the ball. Now to Joel Haywood. Haywood working out here against Hamburger. Haywood dribbling on the ball. He drives it. He kicks it down on the baseline. Here's Dam. His shot's going to be no good. Vogt had the rebound. He lost it out of bounds. Dam throws up an air ball from 10 feet away on the right baseline. Goes right over the basket. Vogt had it in his hands and lost it out of bounds for Concordia. So Hastings will play things in. 6 minutes and 31 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings with a six-point lead, 55-49. Here comes DeAndre White back into the ball game now for Concordia. Going out will be Haywood. So Hastings with a six-point lead now and the ball. Just by the six-and-a-half-minute mark as Woolman comes into the offensive zone. Woolman drives it to the right side. Bounce pass goes inside to Zach. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Contact was made. No foul called, fortunately enough, for Zach Lena. He's playing with four personals. He misses a shot. DeAndre White has got the ball down the right sideline now for the Concordia Bulldogs. White has got the ball, dribbles to the top of the key, sends it down in the corner. There's a three-pointer put up there, no good by Colway. Ball tapped around, is picked up here by Wells. Wells gets the ball to Woolman as he drives it against White. His shot is up there, it's going to be no good. A whistle and a foul called. It's going to go on DeAndre White, that's going to be his first. So Brady Woolman will go to the free throw line again for Hastings College. We're down to 5 minutes and 55 seconds to play in this ball game. Brady Woolman, now 6 out of 6 in the free throw line. He'll have two shots here as he was fouled in the active shooting. His first one is up there, is good. Woolman now at 14. The Hastings lead is now 7 points at 56-49. The Broncos have been averaging 81 points per ball game this year. Concordia's did a good job keeping it under control. But slowly but surely, Hastings pulling away here. This is their biggest lead of the ball game at 57-49. Matches what we had at halftime. But Hastings led by a score of 38-30. Here's Adam Vogt with the ball, drives it around down the right side of the lane. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. It falls off with the front iron. And the rebound comes down here to Hastings as Brandon Krause coming back the other way. And he's going to be fouled in the play by Adam Vogt. Adam picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number 9 in the Bulldogs. And now Brandon Krause will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Krause has got 10 points in the ball game. He had 11 last week in that ball game against Midland University. Playing tonight, extended minutes here because of the injury to Akeem Morrison, who is not dressed for the ball game tonight with a knee problem. Krause's free throws up there is going to be good. So Brandon Krause taking advantage here of his additional playing time. He's got 11 points in the ball game, 58-49. Hastings College now with a 9-point lead as Krause will have one more. Looks up there, toes the mark. His shot is empty up there. It's going to be no good, and we got a foul call on the rebound. Krause picks up the personal foul, trying to grab his missed free throw back. That's going to be the third foul on Brandon Krause. So it's 58-49 now. Hastings with a 9-point lead, 5 minutes and 37 seconds to play. And we walk to the other end of the floor now. And we're going to have some free throws coming up here by Concordia. Now we're going to do some housekeeping on the other end of the floor here as they get that taken care of. Going to the free throw line will be Michael Colway for Concordia. He's got 5 points in the ball game, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Colway looks up there, and the shot is going to be good. 10 fouls plus now on Hastings, so the rest of the fouls in the Broncos will send Concordia to the free throw line for two shots. Michael Colway's second one is in the air. That shot's going to be good, so he connects on two free throws. Concordia is still in the ball game here. It's 58-51. Hastings beat this team earlier this season, 78-71, down in Seward. Here's Loma with the ball. Bounce pass into the lane. It's going to be tipped away, but Wells picks her back up. Brent Wells retreats back out here in the three-point territory. Out to Woolman. As he'll set things up behind Alina's screen, fires up a three. His shot's good. Brady Woolman hits the three-pointer. Woolman's now got 18 points in the ball game, and the Broncos have a 10-point lead, 61-51, with 5 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the ball game. DeAndre White comes across the top to Colway, moves it down in the corner. Gets it back here on the wing to Colway. Now to DeAndre at the free-throw line. His shot's going to be up there, no good. Wells had the rebound, lost it. Krause tries to save it. Now it goes out of bounds. And the officials look at one another, and they're going to give the ball to Concordia. So the Dogs will play it in. Haywood comes in. Here comes Robbie Thomas back in for Concordia. So the Bulldogs will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 4:57 to play in the game. Hastings 61 and Concordia 51. Joel Haywood will inbound the ball here for Concordia. He's got it. Haywood looks. Comes out here to Colway. Bombs it inside now. There's going to be Fulkerson with the ball. We got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Lina, and he's out of there. Zach Lina commits his fifth personal foul, so he plays about 5.5 minutes with four personal fouls, and Lina is now out of the ball game at the 4:54 mark. He is out of there with five fouls. Zach Lina limited to just 4 points in the basketball game here tonight. So Lina will check out. Here comes Reinwald back into the ball game. 61-51. Hastings College with a 10-point lead. Chandler Folkerts goes to the free throw line here for Concordia. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Shot is up there. It's good. Chandler will have one more here for the Dogs. He's a 6'8" freshman out of Milford, Nebraska. Chandler Folkerts will have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That shot rattles home. It is good. End of the ball game now. Justin Dam. Folkerts will check out. 4:54 to play. It is 61-53. Hastings with an 8-point lead. They led by 8 points at halftime at 38-30. Concordia putting up a good fight here tonight. This is the team that is second to the last in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Here's a long-range jumper put up there from three. It's going to be good. Brady Lohman nails a three ball. He's now got 20 points in the ball game for Hastings. 64-53. Broncos with an 11-point lead now. Down in the corner is going to be Vogt with the ball. Adam Vogt brings it up high. Left side. Vogt comes out here to Colway. Moves it over on the wing. Driving for the goal. There's a shot by Robbie Thomas. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out here and it's picked up by Brady Lohman again for Hastings. Brady gets it away to Brandon Krause. Hustles back the other way. Brandon Krause with the ball out here in three-point territory. Krause goes over to Tobin Reinwald. Down to Krause again. Man-to-man defense here for Concordia. Lohman has got it. Lohman behind the screen from Wells. Lohman has still got the ball. Dribbles it inside the free throw circle. Drives it down the lane. Goes over to Wells. His shot from the left side, no good. Tip try, no good. And the foul is called. And Wells will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. The foul is going to be called on Justin Dam. That's going to be his fourth foul now for Concordia. Hastings with an 11-point lead, 64-53. They're going to the free throw line here. It's going to be Brent Wells. Wells with 11 points in the ball game tonight. Wells sets. His free throw is up there. That's off of the right side. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more. Here comes Abu Fall. He's going to check in for Brent Wells. So Brent Wells will wait here. 3:52 to play. Next shot's going to be up there. It hits the back iron and falls off. No good. So Wells misses one. Abu will wait here at the scorer's table. 64-53. Hastings College with an 11-point lead. Here comes Concordia back to their offensive zone as they feed it inside. The ball's going to be tipped away as they try to feed it inside to Folkerts. And tipping the ball away there is Wells again. Turnover number 13 on Concordia here in the ball game. Down the near sideline is going to be Brady Lohman. Lohman picked up out here. Sends it down in the corner to Wells. Jump pass to the left wing. Reinwald for three. Shot is up there. It's off the mark. No good. Tip try. No good. Rebound. Krause. Follow shot. Good. Brandon Krause with 13 points in the ball game. 66-53. Hastings now with a 13-point lead here over Concordia. Michael Colway has got the ball here on the near sideline. Bounce pass goes inside to Folkerts. His shot in the wind is up and in. Chandler Folkerts scores. He's now got 10 points in the ball game, and now Concordia wants to call a timeout. 3:02 to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 66, Concordia 55.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities, call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings has built an 11-point lead now, 66-55, late in the ball game with 3:02 to play. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carry out. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Broncos led by 8 points at halftime, 38-30. Concordia came back to open up the second half on a 10-0 run to reclaim the lead. Now Hastings back out on top again by 11 points at 66-55. Under 3 minutes to play as the Broncos bring the ball back in their offensive zone. Lohman top of the key, wanted to pull the trigger from three. Couldn't do it, sends the ball down the lane, and it's going to be thrown away. Lohman got it past Brandon Krause out of bounds. 11 turnovers on Hastings. Robbie Thomas comes back into the ball game now for Concordia. Checking out will be Matthew Goodikin. 2 minutes and 46 seconds to play. Hastings would go to 16-5 with a victory here tonight. 10-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And still giving chase to the conference leaders here. And the Dort Defenders, will see them next Saturday afternoon right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Driving for the hole, and his shot is up and in. That is Joel Haywood scoring there for Concordia. He's now got 15 points in the ballgame, 66-57. It's a 9-point lead for Hastings. Brandon Krause with the ball over here to Reinwald. Free throw line extended right side. Tobin goes out to a boo fall. Back to the right side. That's Bowman with the ball. Takes another dribble down to the baseline, down to Tobin. 15 left in the shot clock. 2:15 to play in the ballgame. Reinwald dribbles it left side of the lane. Double team. Kicks it back out here to Krause. Fakes the three. Drives it toward the goal. Loses control. It is picked up here by Concordia on the turnover. That's going to be Joel Haywood running back the other way. Gets it outside to Colway. He fakes the three. Drives it to the goal. His shot is up there and in. Michael Colway scoring there for Concordia. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Concordia wants to call a timeout again. 1:48 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 66, Concordia 59.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, Division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College women's basketball team winning earlier tonight over Concordia 78-65. Broncos have now won 13 games in a row. Hastings College men leading here 66-59 over Concordia. Down 1:45 to play. Hastings with the ball. Ryan Walder's got it. Now to Brandon Krause. Krause holds it, sends it down in the corner. That's going to be Wells with the ball. Back out to Krause. Now to Lohman on the left sideline. Lohman returns the ball over here to Reinwald. Moves it down in the corner. That's Wells with the ball. They're just playing catch around the perimeter here. Here's Tobin Reinwald. The Brandon Krause. He drives it into the paint. Puts up a shot left-handed. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. And Brandon Krause will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. Fouling the play by Adam Vogt of Concordia. That's going to be his third. So going to the free throw line for Hastings. There's going to be Brandon Krause. 13 points in the ball game for Krause. He's got 5 field goals, and he is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Behind the bucket, lets it fly. Shot up there, good. Krause will have one more. Here comes Carson Bloom back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Jake Hamburger. So Brandon Krause back to the free throw line. Krause is 6'2" junior out of Lincoln. 67-59, Hastings with the lead. Next shot is up there. That one rims off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Robbie Thomas. Robbie Thomas gets it into the hands of Adam Vogt, who runs her back the other way down the right sideline. Hands things away. That's going to be Colway with the ball. Colway, not a Haywood, not a Vogt. Drives it toward the goal. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouled the play. Adam Vogt attacking the basket there. Carson Bloom picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. 3 fouls on Bloom. 10 fouls plus on Hastings. Going to the free throw line for Concordia will be Adam Vogt. Vogt has got 5 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Looks up there. Shot is good. Adam Vogt will have one more. Vogt's the guy who kept Concordia in the ball game when we played down in Seward earlier this year. He scored 21 points. He's now got six so far tonight. Adam Vogt will have one more with a minute and 5 seconds to play. It's up there good. 67-61, so now it's just a two-possession ball game. He's going to be careful here. 67-61, now he's going to be fouled in backcourt. Reinwald will now go to the free throw line. Michael Colway commits the personal foul. That's going to be his third. So the Broncos are going to have to hit some free throws down the stretch here. These are the second and third best free throw shooting teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia hitting 75% as a team. Hastings hitting 74%. Tobin Reinwald to the free throw line. Tobin's got 9 points tonight. Shana's up there is no good. Reinwald will get one more. 67-61. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Tobin Reinwald, an 87% foul shooter, will have one more free throw. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Dances around the rim and goes down through the hole. Tobin now in double figures with 10 points. 68-61, 1 minute to play here. As Adam Vogt comes into the offensive zone, hands it away. Colway drives it to the goal. His shot is up there and in. Michael Colway found a seam of the defense and took it to the goal. He's got 11 points in the ball game. Concordia is within 5, 68-63. About 47 seconds left in the ball game. Lohman comes down the near sideline to Reinwald. Reinwald dribbling with the ball right in front of the Bronco bench. Now to Lohman. We're down to 38 seconds to play. Carson Bloom, now to Brandon Krause, to Carson Bloom, to Lohman. Out here near the 10-second line. 15 seconds left in the shot clock. Hastings with a 5-point lead, 68-63. Lohman gets away, drives it down right side of the lane, puts up a shot, no good. He's fouled in the play. So now we're down to 24.6 seconds left on the game clock. Personal foul is going to be whistled here. It's going to go on Haywood. That's going to be his second personal foul. That's going to send one of the better foul shooters in the conference to the free throw line here. Brady Lohman, 86% for the season. He is 8 out of 8 from the free throw line. This will be a two-shot foul. First one is up there. No good. Lohman misses the free throw. 68-63 the score. Broncos still with a 5-point lead with 24.7 seconds to play. Lohman will toe the mark for his second one. It's up there. That shot's going to be good. So it's 1 out of 2. Hastings now leading 69-63. Down the right sideline is going to be Adam Vogt. Adam Vogt moves it to the right side of the lane. His little 12-footer is going to be up there. No good. Rebound is loose. It comes to the near side. It's going to be Concordia ball. Last touch by Hastings. So Concordia will play things in, and now the Dogs going to call a timeout here with 12.9 seconds to play. 12.9 seconds to play in this basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 69, Concordia 63.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Tomorrow night, high school basketball here on 1230 KHAS will be with Hastings St. Cecilia's girls basketball team on the road playing at number 2 ranked Friend. The Bulldogs are undefeated on the season at 15-0. Airtime will be at 6:45 for the pregame show. 7 o'clock for the tip-off tomorrow night. Hastings St. Cecilia and Friend tomorrow night in girls high school basketball here on 1230 KHAS. We'll have Hastings High and Grand Island Northwest in a doubleheader on Friday night. Up at the Jungle at Hastings High, beginning at 5:45. 69-63. Hastings with a 6-point lead here over Concordia. We got 12.9 seconds to play. Here's Joel Haywood. He's going to launch up a three. A shot good. Joel Haywood, it's a three ball there. And again, we're headed down to the wire here at the Osborne Sports Complex. 8.5 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. The score now is going to be Hastings 69, Concordia 66.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Concordia Bulldogs have made things interesting down the stretch here. 8.5 seconds to play. Concordia is trailing Hastings by a score of 69-66. Broncos will inbound the ball here in backcourt. In the event of a jump ball, the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings College. Lohman, Reinwald, Kraus, Hamburger, and Wells on the floor now for head coach Bill Gabers. So here we get, go again. Another game goes down to the wire. 69-66. Hastings won last Wednesday in overtime over Midland. Broncos will inbound the ball to get it to Lohman, and Lohman is going to be fouled into play with 6.8 seconds to play. So Brady Lohman got the inbounds pass. Probably didn't want to foul him, but they didn't have any chance. DeAndre White picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. So now Lohman goes to the free throw line here. With a score 69-66. Lohman is 9 out of 10 so far tonight. The other four members of the team back here off of the line. Shot by Lohman is going to be up there and in. That gives Hastings a 70-66 lead. So a two-possession ball game here as Brady Lohman hits one free throw. Now Lohman will have another one right here. It's up there, and the shot is going to be good. So he hits two free throws here. Makes the score 71-66. Back the other way is going to be Vogt. He throws up a shot over Kraus. It's going to be no good. Rebound Reinwald, and that's the ball game. Hastings College wins it here tonight over the Concordia Bulldogs. They get a little scare here at the end. But nice the victory, and the Broncos beat the Concordia Bulldogs tonight by 5 points. The final score of 71-66. So Hastings improves to 16 wins and 5 losses on the season, 10-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Meanwhile, Concordia, they dropped to 5 wins and 15 losses. They are now 2-11 in the GPAC. Hastings College will get ready for the Briarcliff Chargers coming up on Saturday afternoon up in Sioux City. So Hastings College on a 3-game homestand here, and they go 3-0 as they knock off Concordia tonight. Round the final of 71-66. Back with the final numbers right after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. Live for now.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. So many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College survives here tonight as they knock off Concordia. Final score of 71-66. It's college basketball action. So the Broncos now at 16-5 in the season, 10-2 in the GPAC. They'll get ready for the Briarcliff Chargers coming up on Saturday. Hastings will not have a midweek game next week, and then next Saturday, a week from this Saturday, the Dort Defenders, currently on top of the conference, will be in town to take on Hastings College for the second time here this season. Hastings got out to a 38-30 halftime lead. Dort goes on a 10-0 run to reclaim the lead at 40-38. A seesaw battle down the stretch, and it wasn't sealed until Brady Lohman went to the free throw line with 6.8 seconds to play to sink a couple of free throws to make the final score 71-66. And Courtney got a shot away, but was not good there at the end. So the Broncos wrap up the victory here tonight. Checking the scoring in the ball game, Brady Lohman ends up with 24 points in the basketball game. He had 15 in the second half. Lohman hit 11 out of 12 free throws in the ball game tonight. Brandon Krause, another good performance. He had 14 points. Brent Wells had 11. Tobin Reinwald had 10. The other scorers for Hastings, Zach Lena had 4 points. Carson Bloom had 3. Jake Hamburger had 3. Abu Fall had 2 points. For the Concordia Bulldogs, they were led tonight by Joel Haywood. He scores 18. Robbie Thomas had 11 points. Michael Colway had 11. Chandler Folkerts, he had 10 points. 7 for Adam Vogt. 6 for Justin Dam. And 2 points for Matthew Godekin. Hastings ended up shooting 41% for the ball game today. They hit just 8 out of 26 shots after halftime for 30%. So for the game, they hit 23 out of 53 for 41.5%. Concordia, 23 out of 58 for 39.7%. Hastings, 5 out of 12 on three-pointers tonight for 41%. Concordia, 6 out of 16 for 37%. Hastings, 22 out of 32 from the free-throw line for 68%. 14 out of 19 for Concordia for 73%. The rebounds, Hastings out-rebounding Concordia, 41-34. The Broncos with 16 offensive rebounds, 25 on defense. Concordia had 14 offensive rebounds and 20 on defense. Hastings turned the ball over 15 times tonight, 13 for Concordia. 2 block shots for the Broncos and 6 steals. Concordia had 1 block shot and 3 steals. Leading rebounder for Hastings was Brent Wells. Wells, he had a double-double tonight, 11 points and 10 rebounds. Brandon Krause just misses a double-double as he had 14 points and 9 rebounds for Hastings. Leading rebounders in the ballgame for Concordia, Chandler Folkerts. He had 7 in the ballgame tonight. Adam Vogt, he had 7. Joel Haywood, he had 6. So Hastings College wins it tonight over Concordia. Final score of 71-66. Now stay tuned. We've got the players of the game coming up next, and it's the coaches' postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco Postgame Show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
And welcome back to the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College winning here tonight over the Concordia Bulldogs, winning by the score of 71-66. This is the players of the game on 1230 KHAS. Again, the Hastings College women winning in the first ball game tonight by a score of 78-65. For the Bronco women tonight, they got 24 points from Jamie Van Kirk, 19 from Laurel Zwiener, then 10 points apiece from Cammy Breckman and Chanel Farmer to lead the way tonight for Hastings College. For the Hastings College guys, we get 24 points from Brady Lohman again, 14 points for Brandon Krause, 11 for Brent Wells, who also had 10 rebounds. And Tobin Reinwald, he had 10 points in the ball game tonight for Hastings. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Today at ShopWheelerDealer.com, True Cafe, $25 certificates for $12.50. True Cafe in downtown Kearney, $25 certificates for $12.50. Log on to ShopWheelerDealer.com.
Our players of the game tonight for the Hastings College women's basketball team, Jamie Van Kirk. She hit 9 out of 18 from the field tonight, 4 out of 7 on three-pointers, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. She grabs 5 rebounds, scores the 24 points, had 1 assist, and had 1 steal in the ball game tonight. She plays 36 minutes and 35 seconds. Our Hastings head coach, Carrie Hofstetter. Hastings winning in the ball game earlier tonight by a score of 78-65. And for the Hastings College men, didn't have a great night shooting the ball, but I'll tell you what, when the game was on the line, you give the ball to Brady Lohman. He got to the free throw line 14 times in the ball game here tonight, converted on 11 of those. He hit 5 out of 15 from the field, 3 out of 5 on three-pointers, 11 out of 14 from the free throw line. He grabs 4 rebounds, scores 24 points. As he plays 36 minutes and 57 seconds tonight, Hastings College knocking off Concordia by the score of 71-66. So Jamie Van Kirk and Brady Lohman are players of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach's post-game show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings College. They win tonight over Concordia by a score of 71-66. Got the coaching staff tied up here tonight, so we got a little special as Dylan Flynn, the guy who's been watching on the sidelines ever since we played Concordia way back at the end of November, is going to join us on our coach's postgame show. And Dylan, welcome up to the postgame.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here.
Tell you what, let's just mention your rehab. First of all, you got injured in the ball game against Concordia the first time around. How's things going for you?
Yeah, since then, it's been about 7 weeks since then, and it's been going good. I've just got off crutches and just trying to take it day by day and get better, basically.
Shedding the crutches, that's going to be an initial good step, huh?
That was a huge thing. That was a big point in my life, as small as it sounds.
Talk about the last 7 weeks. You were a big part of this basketball team for the first month and a half of this basketball season. Yeah. and had a lot of desire here in this this season. Just talk about what this last 7 weeks has been for you.
Yeah, it's been tough for me. It's just kind of been a reality check, a humbling experience. We were playing really well. I felt really good out there. And then since I went down, the team has responded really well. They've been playing good basketball. Just for me, it's just kind of trying to get back to where I was and help the team as much as I can. Try to act as a coach out on the bench as opposed to on the floor, and just kind of help do what I can to help this team win.
Talk about how you have seen the team maybe since you were playing until the point now. How much has this team improved?
They've improved a lot. They had to obviously make some adjustments with me going down in the starting lineup and kind of shift the role around. The low post play has been a little different. It's more kind of by community, but they've really improved. They've bought in, worked really, really hard in practice, and coach has asked a lot of them, and they're getting better. You can see it.
Talk about the guys that have filled your spot ever since they went down against Concordia.
They've stepped up. Initially, Abu stepped up and played really well, and since then it's kind of been a community type position with Brett Wells and Zach Lina both stepping up and playing really well defensively, which is a huge thing for us, and then as well as some offensive production. And then, as always, those guys are always all over the glass getting rebounds.
Lena's one of the top rebounders as far as offensive rebounds are concerned. Wells, he's among the leaders as well. So those guys have done the job for you on the rebounding glass.
Oh, yeah, that's their strength. They go after the ball with reckless abandon, and they're really, really good at it. So I'm glad that they're doing what they do well, and that's what they need to do to help us win.
These last three games here at home, it's been a big stretch. You got Midland, you got Morningside, and now you come back with a big win here against the Concordia. Maybe the turning point of the season right here for you guys.
Oh, yeah. This was a huge four-game stretch. We knew coming into it that we were playing four very good teams and slipped up a little bit at first playing UNK, but came back and rattled off three very good wins against conference opponents, which sets us up well going into the future.
That's a Briarcliff coming up on Saturday, then off during the week next week, and then a date with Dort coming up next Saturday. I know you guys probably got that circled on the calendar, huh?
Oh, yeah. Briarcliff's definitely our first focus, being the next game. We got to go up there and got to play well in order to get a win. They're a very good team, but Dort's at the top of the conference, and we got our eye on him. So, you know, we want that one as well.
You have played at Briarcliff before. Just your feelings about playing up there.
Yeah, I've played there up there a few times, and it's a fun place to play, a good environment. They got a good team, but I think if we take care of business, we do what we know we can do, we can go up there and win.
And we're talking with Dylan Flynn, the injured member of the Hastings College basketball team, as he joins us in the post-game show. How'd you see the ball game here tonight? A couple of runs for each team in this contest, and then Hastings finally getting the final run there at the end.
Yeah, it was kind of a back-and-forth, kind of knockdown, drag-out game, and not necessarily very flashy, kind of an ugly game, if you will. But, yeah, we kept it close, and we made a run there at the end of about the 10-minute mark in the second half and stretched the lead to double digits or around there and coasted to the win. Yeah, it was a tough win for us, but it was a good one.
Played very well at the end of the first half to get an 8-point lead by halftime, 38-30. That was a very good stretch for you guys offensively.
Definitely. We look to close halves and start halves very well. That's an emphasis for us, and the guys definitely buckled down and finished that half very well, which springboarded us into the second half, gave us a little cushion that we could work with into the second half.
However, they come out and went on a 10-0 run right off the bat, so they kind of erased that. They eventually grabbed a lead from you guys at 40-38. Talk about the first couple of minutes of the second half. What happened there?
We just come out a little flat. You try to come out and be aggressive, but if a couple shots aren't falling, they get a couple buckets, they make a quick run. It's good that we had that little cushion to kind of allow for that to happen, I guess. But we don't want to see that happen. We're going to definitely have to work on that in practice.
Brady Lohman ends up with 24 points in the ballgame. I don't think he hit a field goal until about 3.5 minutes to play in the first half. Had 9 points within the final 3.5 minutes, and then he ends up with 24 in the ballgame. How is it playing with him out there?
Brady's a great guy. I love to play with Brady. He's a very, very smart player, but he does seem to get all those points towards the end of the game. I think it's because he's such a good free throw shooter that we look to get him the ball to tie his games, and he'll get a quick 10 or 12 at the end. But yeah, Brady's a great, great competitor, very, very good teammate, and a very, very good basketball player.
11 out of 14 from the free throw line for Brady Lohman here tonight. Then another guy who's just kind of popped on the scene here the past couple of ball games. That's Brandon Krause. Talk about him.
Oh, Brandon Krause has stepped up huge. I'm very, very proud of the way he's played in these past few games. We've had a little injury at that position, or not necessarily an injury, but a little shakiness there, and he stepped up huge, both scoring. He had like 9 rebounds tonight and 4 assists, so he had a very, very good night, as well as playing very good defensively against one of their best players. So I'm very proud of the way Brandon has stepped up and played for us.
Talk about the defensive effort tonight. This is a team that had some shooters. Adam Vogt was one of them, scored 21 against us last time. We both shut him down tonight. Just talk about the defensive effort tonight.
Yeah, we came in knowing that he could shoot the ball along with some other guys that were pretty skilled offensively. And so we looked to take those guys away, make them go to their second, third, or fourth option, and then make those other guys use their second, third, and fourth moves. So, yeah, we just looked to make it tough for them defensively, which is really all you can do.
So again, Hastings College wins it here tonight over Concordia, winning by a score of 71-66. You guys currently sitting in second place of the conference. And now, like we said, a road trip at Briarcliff, and then right back here against Dort. How far has this team peaked yet, or we got another gear to go?
No, we definitely haven't peaked. We got a long way to go. It's still January, so I like the team, the direction that the team is heading. They're playing very well. They're coming together. They're practicing really hard. But you don't have a game off in this conference. It's so tough that you got to come out each and every day and play as well as you can, or you'll get beat. And that's what we need to continue to do to continue this run.
All right. How was it playing for Coach Gravers?
Oh, Coach Gravers is a great coach. He's a fun-loving coach, but he's a hard-nosed coach at the same time. He knows what he's doing. He knows the game as well as anyone I've met. And he's a great coach to have, a good motivator, and it's been fun.
Okay. Good having you around, bud.
Thank you. Yep. Thanks for being here.
Yep. Dylan Flynn, again, is our special guest on the Coach's post-game show. Guys tied up following the victory here tonight, but Hastings picking up a win 71-66 over Concordia. We'll get a final word right after this.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
All right, more basketball coming your way tomorrow night. Will be the St. Cecilia girls basketball team. They'll be on the road playing at undefeated Friend. That ball game will tip off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night in Friend, 6:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. Friday night is Grand Island Northwest playing at Hastings High. Girls-boys basketball doubleheader beginning at 5:45 on Friday. Then on the road with the Broncos on Saturday, they'll journey to Sioux City to take on Briar Cliff. 2 and 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, pregame show at 1:45 here on 1230 KHIS. So a doubleheader sweep for Hastings. The Broncos win the women's game 78-65. They come back and win the nightcap in the men's contest by the score of 71-66. That'll wrap things up from the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena for 1230 KHAS Sports. I'm Mike Will.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.